Hey, yo, this is Method Man right here, the mighty Wu-Tang Clan, and this is MoreLikeRadio.com. Shoo!
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like radio on drugs.
Dead babies.
How many times have we started this show? Jesus Christ, this one over here knows it. I'm like, hey, go ahead, buddy, you can start it. He goes, what? He gives me this fucking, I'm fucking dead in the water look. And he goes, oh. I'm like, go ahead. He's going, yeah. And you come out the mouth, that toothless mouth of yours, you come out with dead babies. Well, no, that's the dead babies coming back from a second break. We've done the same goddamn break.
That's true. We always start with bowls up.
4 years.
And then we do. God damn it. I blame it on the lack of dead babies.
Yeah, I blame it on something else.
Jello fights?
Jello fights.
Blame it on the Jello fights, man.
Jello fights. Hi. We're getting settled in.
We are. I like that. Let's call that this from now on. Settled in.
Settled
I'm just sitting here getting settled in.
Yeah, I'm getting settled in.
So when the mic's handed to you, or pretty much you're looking at it and you go to say something, you're going to go, settling in?
Settling in.
No, I was more meaning hitting a smoking device.
Yeah, because you have to be vague now.
In our safe space.
Yeah, safe spaces.
Oh my God.
Everyone have your safe space ready?
I have my safe space.
It's going to get bumpy.
My safe space is my space.
Yeah.
Because no one is there.
It's a dead medium.
No, Tom's still there, I guess.
Tom. Get your heater on. That fucking guy. I haven't thought about that guy in like 20 years.
You're welcome.
He was my friend, that fucking asshole. He's in my top 7.
He joined Twitter in just long enough to tell people that MySpace still exists.
I bet they do. I bet they still exist right now on a fucking server farm that takes fucking pictures of fucking websites. This is the Internet Archives. This is MySpace. It's still active, but no one cares.
Well, bands do. That's
bands
about
do. Yeah. I stand corrected.
Well, I guess, I don't know. I guess now they've all switched over to Facebook.
Who hasn't? Because Facebook's the shit, right?
Well, you gotta watch what you say, apparently.
Yeah. We'll get into that.
Okay.
Not right now.
Okay.
We gotta say we have to talk
watching
about
watching what you have to say. What the fuck?
We have to talk about our New Year's, because, hey, happy
fucking
New Year's.
Can we talk about something I want to watch that someone said?
Yeah, fucking happy goddamn New Year's. Wow. Fucking happy goddamn New Year's. I'm trying to be that guy.
Happy New Year's.
Happy motherfucking New Year's to anyone that we didn't talk to before or after.
Everyone.
And probably won't ever again. To our newer listeners, hi. We are
360 on 420.
Yeah, to our parents, hi. I know that, you know,
I'm sorry, Mom.
We're a fledgling fucking podcast show that doesn't mean shit to anybody. That's fine.
That's fair.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
So going to New Year's.
Okay, New Year's.
Let's talk about New Year's.
It started with New Year's Eve. Right?
New Year's Eve. And every year, it's fucking New Year's Eve.
That's crazy how it's that way every year.
Every fucking year. What do people do?
Usually they drink.
They get drunk, right? So, you know, we thought, let's have a nice little party. Which is really didn't even, it wasn't even a party. It was,
that was
like,
have a drink.
We were
with
sitting here
friends.
And it was dog was a, calls.
That was a kickback.
Now, anyone that
I
knows us.
I orchestrated a kickback.
Anyone that knows us knows that dog, you know, is
lives
an amazing.
Less than 12 feet
he's,
from us.
Yeah, he's fucking down the street. But when drunk dog calls, you have to go over to his house.
I made
Not
him call
he's
you.
He's coming
yeah.
to you.
Yeah.
I like, was like, yo, call, because we were talking about video games. He goes, I bet he's still got that game up there. I could borrow it from him.
I bet I do.
I was like, he probably does. Hey, yeah, get him on the phone. Tell him they got to get down here for a New Year's cheer, at least.
And I did have that game.
And
well,
you
I
did
didn't.
Come down for a New Year's cheer.
Yeah. But anyway, so we get the drunk call from a dog going, hey, you want to come down and have some New Year's fun? And we were like, sure. We weren't doing shit. And we were just going to have a nice homely,
yeah,
instead of home with our kid and fucking be adult. Fucking New Year's, but you fucking
yeah. I said fuck that.
Yeah, you fuckers pissed on that situation, and we end up drunk dog calls. We end up going down there, and if drunk dog's around you, hi bitch, If Drunk Dog is around you, you have to drink. There's no saying no to Drunk Dog. Because if you say no to Drunk Dog,
he just keeps pouring more alcohol. Yeah,
he'll roofie you like a drunk bitch. He don't give a shit. He's just going to start pouring. He's like, is that your cup? Is that your cup? Is that your cup? No, is that your cup? Just confirm if it's your cup. Okay.
Yep.
So he starts handing me shots, Dragonberry, for anybody that gives a fuck. It was Bacardi Dragonberry.
Bacardi Dragonberry.
I was not keen upon peach, that.
It's only because it was warm.
Yes.
What was that peach shit?
It's way better when it's
I would have nothing.
I have no idea what the peach thing was.
I had nothing to do with it. I don't fucking drink peach.
Something.
It's what Dragonberry is what I drank of his.
I thought it was a rum.
And might I add, had I known how crazy that was going to get, I would have bought more alcohol.
Oh, it got crazy quick.
No.
So,
yes. No.
So again, we go down there. You know, me and the old lady, we don't drink very often, but we were like, fuck it, let's go have some shots. It's fucking New Year's. So we're down there, we're having shots, and I don't know what was said, but at some point in time, someone was walking through the hallway, I won't say who, but someone was walking through the hallway, got halfway through the hallway, and stopped dead in their tracks, because the conversation, do you remember what the conversation was about? Because
I have no idea.
Immediately after this happened, I forgot the conversation happened before, but this person... walks down the hallway, and you can just tell that they're in trouble. Like, they're not going to puke.
Everything stopped.
Yeah, everything stopped.
They're clinching happened.
Yeah, they're not gonna stop, but all of a sudden, it let loose, and the statement and direct quote was, "I peed in my shoes." And it was more like a helpless of, "I peed in my shoes." Like,
yeah, ooh, I like that. You
yeah,
gotta,
that
you
was
gotta,
pretty close, yeah. Man. It was in my head.
Shoes.
And so an incident happened. It's okay, you know, we're not gonna look down upon debauchery during drinking.
That's
it happens,
right.
It's funny more than anything, you know? Pure entertainment,
you know, that's adults being adults.
That's true.
You
okay.
Know what I mean,
grown adults then being grown,
grown adults being grown adults.
Why was Dog like all about some all jello right. Wrestling?
So yeah, we get that out of the way. Now we're gonna discuss Drunk Dog standing in the middle of the room.
Yep.
And
might I add that he had sidebarred with me previously before making his group statement.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
So he invokes the pink trash can.
He did. Yes, he did. Oh, my God, you're right.
If you're following along, you know, any million-dollar idea now is now a pink trash can incident. So Doug invokes the pink trash can and brings up Jell-O sister wrestling.
No.
Jell-O fat sister wrestling.
Or yeah. Something. I don't know.
I don't know how he worded it, but I know it involved Jell-O sisters and
GSW.
Wrestling.
Jell-O sister wrestling.
Yeah, and then his wife as the referee.
Yes.
And he's come to the conclusion that we are going to make millions.
Watching me and Minnie wrestle in Jell-O.
Watching sisters wrestle in Jell-O. Now, again, I'm not going to argue with it. He could probably make a few bucks. Hi, Maul.
Yeah.
God, no.
Hi, Maul. Say hi.
Hi, Maul. Say hi, Mom.
Exactly.
It's not like she comes here for the ladies anyway.
Yeah, no shit, right? But so we're
yeah,
we're
Judge isn't here, so you can go home, Mom.
Oh yeah, we didn't even address that. I was like, where's he at? Is he in the corner crying? No, he's just not here. We don't know. That's what we're talking about, Ma. We're discussing our New Year's. And then we're gonna get into my fucking time after that. Yeah, you fucking hear how fucking blunt and fucking straight-faced I am right now? We're going to get into that.
Yeah. But
Debbie,
not now. Now we're
no,
in a safe space.
Fucking good times and safe spaces, baby.
What was the discussion of... Didn't somebody even holler out what flavor the Jell-O should
yes.
be?
Yes.
Well, that flavor matters.
That was me. That was me, because I wanted to know what...
does matter.
No,
why
the
flavor,
does flavor,
flavor matter?
Doesn't matter. It was more what color.
Oh, no. And
remember?
Then he discussed after that... selling the Jell-O that we wrestled in. Yeah, and
that
I'm
was
like,
all,
ooh.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I have good ideas.
Like an Indian, you have to use all of the animal that
that's
you
how
kill.
You
all
recoup.
I could think is, that's disgusting.
All I could think
but
was, man,
I'm telling
we're going to get
there's
Jell-O.
Disgusting people out there that would buy it. I want their money.
Yeah, all I could think was we were too drunk to go to the store and buy Jell-O.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, no. That shit was not
oh,
happening.
Oh, no, but see, that's the thing. I already had it formulated in my head. We had enough Jell-O up here to do something.
just getting bras and panties and throwing it at each other.
Did you hear that? That no. That was, you're not coming after my Jello. I'm going to fucking eat that, not wrestle and just push
guess
it in
what?
My pussy.
I've already used 9/10 of the packages in the cabinet.
But look, Mitch is saying that cherry. See, that would look like they're getting bloody. So I don't know if I really want cherry involved with this.
We decided on orange,
something,
right?
Orange or green apple, I think, was the discussion.
Yeah.
Because green would look cool, and orange would just, you know,
accentuate. Yeah, a green Jello vagina. Yummy.
Sure,
yeah.
I'm in.
Because you're both kind of got pale skin going on, so don't worry.
I'm hey! Really, I'll fucking muff
well,
that.
Well, you're darker than her.
Thing. What's up, Brent? Happy New Year's to you too, sir. I don't know about the faggot comment, but... It's okay.
I said he's not here.
I like Brent. He's all right.
Well, I wasn't meaning Brent. I was trying
to... Oh, you were talking about... I see where you're going with that. Jesus Christ, I'm fucking horrible at timing.
I was about to say, why did I make that joke that you normally make and you not even get it?
I know how you felt 5 minutes ago when you fucking said dead babies instead of balls up. Fucking stupid. But anyway, we had a good fucking...
You know what that was?
You know, a good
New
Year's.
Super duper excited. It was the first time you were good to... Oh, yeah. Do that in a while, and you're like,
I was. Exactly. I was thinking about the Jello wrestling.
Yeah. You're planning out the show in your head when you know it's not going to happen like that.
Yeah.
Like, I had an idea of how this was going to go, but, you know.
You know, see.
I was trying to figure out how much it was going to cost me.
Look, Maul says there are people.
That's going to have to be, like, spandex and t-shirts.
Maul saying there are people that buy period panties and use tampons for hundreds of dollars.
No.
They are absolutely BBW fetish men that would wash themselves
Thank
in that
you.
Jello pudding.
Thank you. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm not talking about pudding. I'm talking
but
about
no,
Jello.
Pudding was disgusting.
This is going to wrap into what's getting into later. You need to prepare because the internet knows all. And it's the internet will masturbate
care.
To it.
I don't care.
There's someone out there that will.
Don't care. I don't want to be there.
Including
fantasy.
Like, you know.
It doesn't matter if you care or not. You need
you
to think about
is?
This.
You know what it is? The two of you have some kind of fantasy about
You know
somebody.
What it is?
I have no
you know,
fantasy
you know
about
what
Jello,
it is?
Other than eating it off your fucking vagina. But you know.
Is, I, mean, I know where money can be made. All right? Yeah. And money can be made here.
Yeah, punching you right like, now is a good fucking idea.
And look at the two of you. You can tell your sisters.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's no,
yeah,
like,
there's
we
someone
got two
out there. Yeah, they'd be fucking confused if you were twins or not at some angles.
Like, wait, is that one the other one's mom?
Yeah.
Like,
I'm not that old.
No, you don't look that old. She looks like she's 12.
She does. And she's over there sucking on a damn candy cane.
Making
right
it
now.
A shiv.
She is. She's going to stab
she's
you.
She's going to stab you in the neck in a minute.
She'd be like, motherfucker, you going to California. I'm going to California. Fuck you. Die, bitch.
California live.
Motherfucker, shake a
bitch. She has no idea who the fuck that is.
California. How did Beavis and Butthead just start making that song? In the city.
City of Compton. Oh, God. Yo,
dude, we need Cartman singing this now.
Yes.
Fucking, it popped in my head.
Everything is better with Cartman singing it. Yeah. That's a fact. It's just fact, and we have to
now
agree.
Now you're going to go searching for fucking Cartman singing the song.
I'm sure we could find it.
Apparently, we've already set off the Mr. Bitch alarm. Bitch says, all shocking things about fetishes and stuff I learned from this show, and then poor Mr. Bitch is left telling me what I've learned. Mr. Bitch always says, damn it, JJ. No, this wasn't me. This is Dog. Dog had this idea of Jello selling,
well,
video making.
He had the idea to make it a video. I had the idea to sell it as a video.
I still don't, like, do you, like, are we setting up an IPPV or some shit like
I
this?
I believe that's what his original idea was.
Okay.
But I knew that wouldn't really go as well.
See, Maul's down with this idea. See? I don't think it's that bad of an idea.
What's up, Maul? You want to get in our league?
You guys would literally be millionaires if you did BBW Jello Wrestling.
Thank you, God.
I think this could fucking work. It is
a million. Could work.
Like, the pink trash can wasn't a bad idea.
All right, how about this?
Horrible
You guys don't have to wrestle against each other. You can be a tag team.
Yeah! Yeah! We'll call you the Butt Sisters.
Well, I don't know about that. But, like, we got to go with something like Minnie and... Mini and Maxi or
Mini and Mega.
Fuck both y'all.
White ass Brent, rule 34, if it exists, there is porn of it. There you go. There's porn of this show. Oh, good God. Have
oh,
fun.
No.
Oh.
I gotta wonder, is it straight or gay porn?
You know, we've been doing this almost 5 years.
I'd be willing
and
to
I'm
bet
still,
they got
I think
gay
I have
porn.
To give that a thorough fucking thought before I answer this question. Would there be gay things inside of this?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's given either way you go.
Yeah, but, you know.
Would it just be a straight-up
I think this is going to depend if we get the right writer in this.
Like, yeah, judges over here that? With this.
Who's like, going to wrestle me and her?
Like, well,
we could bring in the infamous West Virginia butt, what the fuck did they call those bitches?
I don't know what you're talking
about. I don't know.
About.
I was trying to come up with something off the top of my head, riffed, and failed.
Oh, yep. That's not good.
No, but at least I called myself on it. So.
That's true. But, I mean, there are plenty of up-and-coming ladies who want to get in on the action or also make money quickly.
See, Maul, can you find a friend and come on down to the old trailer park and we're going to make millions?
Y'all
millions.
Just want to see her titties.
I want to.
Up close and in jello.
Now, hold on. When you say this.
That's
in the
a
context,
trick question.
Yeah, in the context,
that is a trick question.
In the context of what's about
that
to happen
question,
later,
that was a statement.
You want to fucking throw out that fucking nugget. No, wrong word. That fucking analogy of I just want to see some titties.
You just want to see.
You just want to see some abs.
I'm
abs?
An ass man.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Your sister likes abs, so I was just trying.
I
to
don't give a shit about
I was
abs. Do you see what I'm with?
Well, I mean,
that's
what you're with.
That's
what
not abs.
I was talking
it's
about
ab.
What you'd be fantasizing about.
This is
that's
not abs.
Kick. I
this
don't
is
fantasize
ab.
About fucking other people.
That's more like ABBA.
Ab. Fucking open myself up for that
oh
one.
Oh, God. Dancing Queen. That's
oh,
immediately
no.
what went through
oh,
my head.
No. Now I want a gif of, like, Dancing Queen, but with JJ's face
yeah,
dancing.
Me doing the fucking truffle shuffle to that shit. See?
Good.
Look, 42D is a BBW. Or BBW, sorry.
Yeah.
BBW.
What?
It's kind of like me with BB8.
Yeah. Bitch is a 29G, so we can get bitch. Bitch, do you have a friend?
Oh, my Lord.
Wait, what?
I didn't realize they were that big.
We can have different divisions now.
Oh, my
God. Oh, God, this fucking
big.
Idea is going out.
I am not a boob person. I'm the
you
ass
You don't have
person.
To be. You do what you
now,
do.
No, you got enough cover.
Look, when Brock Lesnar comes up, we know what's coming. Okay?
There's a reason there's a giant penis-shaped thing on his on his chest.
He is taking one on his chest at all times. I love the context of this because I know what's coming. And that's making it even. Like, you're talking about some debauchery shit. I listened to the first hour, you fucking asshole. You're talking about this shit? Yeah, fucking eat my dick, bitch.
Oh, well, my God.
So I haven't officially heard a no
on
wrestling.
Jello, they have not said no yet, so we have a chance.
I gotta wear spandex and a t-shirt.
No,
we
no,
can
no,
work
no.
with that!
No, wait, I like this. What were you saying over here?
You don't like Jello.
What else would you want?
You don't have to eat it.
What would you want to wrestle in instead of Jello?
Like the texture of Jello.
Okay, pudding then.
Pudding? We could change this up.
Would you want pudding?
You're really wanting.
I'll tell you
Jello
what.
In this shit.
I'll tell you what. We'll do. We'll do. All right. We'll do
no.
a pudding. No, no, no.
Okay.
I don't want to wrestle. I want you
it.
To wrestle.
I got it.
Form of something like that, because at least if it gets in my hoo ha, it's not going right. to do damage.
So we're gonna do a pudding main. You know, main ring.
Do we do a whipped cream topping?
With a whipped cream
top?
Topping.
There you
okay.
Go, wrestling
and,
whipped
and then,
cream.
And then, because she doesn't like Jello, we're going to make the penalty box
all right,
a okay. Jello dunker. Where you do the
Ooh.
Dunk booth?
Ooh. Maybe get sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts.
Ooh. Sponsorship. Sponsor
oh,
money.
Did you really
Maul, you don't like Jell-O, but do you like money? She gets it.
Thank you, Maul. She's on the board of directors right
She's
now.
She's in. She's in. Let's start fucking doing this. The bitch. She can wrestle, too.
Oh, see, this is awesome.
We already got our ringers.
Because bitch could come out and as part of her act, you know, bring people
She could be
to
the Tatanka of fucking
yes. oh
Jell-O wrestling.
Jell-O wrestling. Make us aware of all of the plights.
Yeah. I'm not saying, like, you know, I'm not saying to exploit your fucking heritage or anything like that for debauchery money, but maybe I am.
Okay, I don't think there's any, I don't think there's any kind of Native American
people. Okay, white ass Brent.
Jello and shit now.
That's right, we're trying to give you an opportunity you wouldn't have on the reservation.
White ass Brent wants to know, would Minnie wrestle in baked beans instead?
Mm.
That is a logical question.
He bit me.
We kicked her in the face earlier. He's been a little sub bitch tonight.
No, he got me in the chin, like throat area.
With baked beans?
With his claws.
Oh,
no, he's clarify that. Baked beans in me.
So, do you want to wrestle in baked beans? Ew. That's an ew no.
What about mashed potatoes?
No.
Gravy?
No.
Stuffing?
No.
White ass Brent, bitch can only Indian leg wrestle.
I'd be jerking up.
I'd watch it.
No, I say no to mashed potatoes because it's so salty.
You don't have to put salt in.
You're worried about salt? We won't salt the fucking mashed potatoes. Done.
No, because you got to put butter and milk in potatoes.
You don't have to put salt in it.
Yeah,
I can just pretend that there's something salty in it.
I don't want that near my hoo-ha.
Well, I know, you already have a kid.
I can see the money's gone to your head real quick. You're honoring some bitch right now.
Hey,
for any of you that have listened for any long time, he's about as bulletproof as when he came back here and found a girlfriend. That's about where we're at right now. You know, Judge, when he showed up after he said he had a girlfriend, he was still happy about it. That's about as fucking bulletproof as this is.
I'm just comedic timing. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
And like we have plenty of cameras.
You could tell White Ass Brent has been listening for a long time. What if the ring was a giant pumpkin pie?
Ooh.
I could do it in pie.
Oh my god, yes.
Yes!
Yes, pie wrestling.
Yes! Millions!
Yes!
Millions!
Pie wrestling, oh my god.
See, she's shivved that fucking peppermint stick.
I'm sorry, I get excited about pie. Of all sorts. Pie and pie, it's like pie squared.
We were at McDonald's the other day. He was like, look, they got the holiday pie. I was like, I don't like that. And he's like, how could you not like the holiday
pie? I love the holiday pie.
See, that's what's up.
I think we need to make this happen.
Yeah, pie. What kind of pie are we going with?
Yeah. Pumpkin, cherry,
custard. Orange,
custard.
Meringue.
Oh, God. Yeah, meringue. Yeah.
A meringue would be easier.
That way they could piss themselves and we don't know any different.
That's if it's lemon meringue.
No, chocolate meringue.
Chocolate meringue.
Chocolate meringue. Dookie it up. Let's go.
Yeah, ooh, because I can get into the scat sub.
Chocolate ring. Jello wrestling with some big bitches.
The best part, people at home, is he actually is moving away from the microphone. Oh, yeah, just like in the video.
No, you have to. You have to. This is my Tazan Day voice.
It's a decent one. I like
pretty
it.
Pretty close. Have you ever heard him talk like outside of that?
No.
He's like a robot. Really weird.
Whoa.
He's got a deep voice, and he does like...
Oh, you mean just him talking? Yeah. Talking? Yeah, I've heard him talk. Yeah. I thought you were meaning that was an act or something.
Oh, no. That's not a fucking act is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Is he really does
sounds
pull
like
away
this.
From the mic and says it intelligently.
You just stabbed me with your holiday shank.
It broke.
Yes, it broke because you tried to stab me with it.
Holy shit, it looked like she stabbed you for a second.
Look.
It's candy.
It's not candy. It's a weapon.
It's broken down.
Yeah, I like my heart.
Okay,
like,
we have
she's
our...
going to sit over and suck on that thing until she gets to
all
that
right,
point
we have
again.
Our first request of no, okay? Because neither one of them said, I don't want this. Bitch is still in as long as we don't do corn, beans, or squash.
Yeah,
I think
no, I
we
won't
can accommodate.
I won't do anything.
Oh, okay. I get where she was going
I
with
mean,
that, too.
You know, it kind of takes the Franks and beans out of the possibilities, but I'm okay.
Why would you want that?
See, I'm okay with accommodating somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, we have to work together.
I'm fucking conscious of someone else's feelings.
Mm. I thought we established that red was probably a bad idea.
Red is a bad idea.
I still think it's funny.
It would be funny.
I know you think it's funny.
Because I just want to smash her in the face.
Do you realize how many fucking tomatoes it would take to fill a small kiddie pool to pull this off?
Much less, where are we going to find a space to actually perform this?
This is going to get expensive.
Because it can't be in your yard. Let's just be
Why
real.
Why the fuck couldn't it? We have Mexicans. They don't want to speak English to the 911 operator, so we're good. There's fuck the bitches. Fuck the bitches in the yard.
Let's be real. They'd be out there watching.
Yeah, they would.
They would. Oh, $5!
Why do you always sound like an Asian man?
Because that's who sells things. Because
what I can have, that's what I look like, so I might as well sound like it.
Do kind of look Buddha-ish.
Here's a good one. Mall, could we do a pizza pie halftime show? There's no one telling you no.
Okay, there's pizza no one telling pie. You.
And then White Ass Brent follows that up with deep dish pizza pie.
Deep something.
Wait, what? I'm confused.
Mall's also
wrestling in that?
A giant pizza, I think. No.
Halftime show. Which means, like, you do, like, tricks with it.
I'd be eating the shit.
No, if it's a halftime show.
They fucking walk around like ring girls, each holding up a different pepperoni pizza, mushroom pizza.
Is that what our... Yeah, ring girls, different pizzas each time.
It's the pepperoni round.
Yes. No, let's be real. Every round's the pepperoni round.
Little Caesars could sponsor this. That's right. That's right, Brent. Ma wants 800 cans of Ragu sauce. This is getting pretty demanding.
Okay, why do the girls like
they're
the
fucking,
red stuff?
Dude, they're running with this. I'm going with it. Shut up. We're going to make this happen. Fucking pig trash can money. Here we come.
Did you say pig or pink?
Pink.
Pink trash cans are already a thing.
Don't fucking use logic and reason in this argument.
Maybe
because
he's cracking a joke.
Like arguing with a liberal, you're not going to win.
God, you see.
Yeah. I keep hitting it shit. I don't know. Goddamn.
We're being nice. We're taking the high road.
I am fucking being nice. I took it very high.
Allegedly.
It wasn't a road, though. More like a rocket ship.
Okay. Afternoon so then light. What? Okay. Stop.
It's all delayed and shit.
When did this become the musical episode?
Fuck it. Musical engage. Make it funny, at least. If I'm going to offend everybody in the family, why not?
Well, good. Give me my headphones. I'll just start singing, like, you know, and y'all can't hear the music, and I can hear it.
This could work. Get her fucking headphones now.
Here, take mine.
No.
What do you need?
What song do you need?
We're doing this. You offered.
No.
This could be amazing.
Y'all will have to do it first.
Well, when did we get part of this?
Didn't we do Lil Wayne a little while ago?
That does not count.
Yeah, we did Lil Wayne and something else.
Mm-mm.
Uh-huh,
no,
yes, we
bitch, we don't need a ring girl. We need you in the ring.
Duking it out.
Fight, you know?
Just want to see her boobs flop around.
I didn't say that. You said that. Why does everyone keep thinking I want to see boobs?
No, I'm arguing
what
that.
What the fuck?
I'm arguing that. No, we don't just want to see her boobs flopping around. We want to make some money, too, but if her boobs flop around, then thank God for boobs.
It's the second time tonight, second time in 32 minutes that I've been accused of wanting to see boobs. Do you fucking possibly know what we may or may not be talking about here in a little bit?
So wait a minute. Yeah.
That was sarcastically and douchey, wasn't it? The only thing I left out was arrogancy.
When did you become Dutch?
I'm not Dutch. I fucking learned tact. Fucking, that's the difference.
I like how I crack on people with dated references.
Yeah.
Because I'm not really up to date with what everyone's doing.
Neither am I. I listen to Brain Stew. I'm listening to Brain Stew Tuesday only because I think I'm going to win $25 in Xbox monies.
Hey, I think I listen because they're my buddies.
Well, they're my buddies too, but I'm specifically listening Tuesday.
This time, yeah.
Like, I've listened to the last couple on download. This one I'm listening live. Tuesdays at 7 on BrainStewRadio.com.
I can't. I have to work, sadly.
Well, I'll let you know if I win or not by my fucking reaction. Look, someone already beat us to it. God damn it.
What? What did they beat us to?
This has already happened.
Are they sisters?
I don't know. It looks like they're lesbian lovers.
No, that's not the same.
But again, is that wrong for me to say that? To call them lesbian lovers? Do I have to call them by something? Whatever. I'm trying to make sure
that you don't offend anyone's sensibilities.
Not offended or in their fucking safe space and.
What, a safe space?
A safe space is where liberal cunts sit inside their boxes and hope that you can offend them and that they will have something to yell and scream about all day because they have nothing else better to do.
Here, I've got a good explanation for what a safe space is.
Hey, that's not fucking specific to anything I'm doing later.
No, it's fine. I'm just going to explain what a safe space is.
A safe space, go.
Safe space is everyone is entitled to do whatever they want. That's what I can yes. why I can do what I want. But yep. you cannot say anything bad about what I'm no. doing. That's because I am in my space.
I'm in my safe space. Oh! That's not a safe space, safe thing to do there. I like how you farted in the mic, though, honey. That was sexy.
This was $1 at Wolverine.
Something creaked.
I heard it in my ear, which means it came through a mic.
She whipped out the chocolates, and now it's all over.
Yeah, she's whipping a nae-nae with some fucking chocolate.
Yeah, do you like those?
Oh, my God, it went behind that fucking thing.
Get the chocolate.
I love how the both girls just go, hey, when the chocolate's ruined. Why don't we have the video on? Look at the stampede.
Shit. Over some chocolate turtle. Is she going to eat it? That's the next question.
Oh, my God! Oh, that was way longer than 5 seconds.
Oh, that was more like 35.
That was a good minute, 10 seconds.
Look, I don't live in the cleanest place. I'm not even going to lie. I live in a trailer. I want to eat that. How the fuck is it not dirty back there? We have animals.
There ain't nothing
forever unclean.
Where did my whole bunch of
chuckers
go?
Oh, shit. She didn't make it 15 seconds back over there before she knew that was gone.
And she didn't know whether to cry or punch somebody. She's like, where did my cockroach go?
Well, we know what she's important with tonight. See, now they're trying to decide.
Now they're becoming friends.
Yes. They're bonding over fucking chocolate from the floor.
Floor chocolate that was on clearance.
She ate my trash muffin.
She did,
and she didn't even know she ate the trash muffin.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. It was just the way you said it made me think of something a lot more exciting.
You'd pay for that, too. Yeah, don't fucking try.
What, to watch her eat a muffin?
Mm-mm. A trash muffin, whatever that means. I'm pretty sure Urban Dictionary has a fucking lovely description
of what
it is.
If not, then we need to make one, stat.
Okay, yeah, trash muffin, Google, engage. That's right, folks.
We engage with Google.
Yep, I'm an adult, and I can Google stuff from my safe space.
It's where we can do it from.
Oh, white trash trifecta? How did that come up out of that?
Is that really the first thing?
That's the first fucking thing. It is Urban Dictionary.
Okay, what
okay,
is
I got to know it now.
Yeah, what is a white
click away. And here we go. All right. A white trash trifecta
mm-hmm.
occurs when you see a tramp stamp
all right.
on a muffin top
all right.
with a pirate patch.
Ooh.
Let the world know by yelling, bingo!
Yes.
Oh, look at that face. That was... Ah!
She just whipped out the 12-inch strap-on. Of the chocolate world.
Of the chocolate world, yes. Inside of your safe space, you must know.
And by chocolate, we don't mean anything racist. We mean literally cocoa beans.
There's a Twitter user by Trash Muffin. And there's a Trash a Muffin YouTube video.
But it probably doesn't happen with their penis.
No, it's from Sony Music. I'm kind of interested to... Hold
what
on.
The fuck does Sony
Music... Hold on, yeah. Sony Music is involved with Trash a Muffin.
I'm kind of excited on that. Go Howard Jones in.
There's no way this is a Fruit Nut
conference. Like a weird bar that is recorded. Did we discover awesome?
I might have maybe just happened.
Trash a Muffin.
Trash a Muffin.
Is that the name of the song or the band?
I can't tell you yet. It's like reggae country rock, dude.
That's awesome. Hey, we know who's playing the wedding.
Trash it. Coming up next, folks, Trash a Muffin! I might have to earmark this later.
That's going in the old listen box.
There's your Google
Thanks, Google.
Google awesomeness coming through there.
You should take her and Andrew to Portrait Innovation.
I'm a little miffed.
Why are you miffed?
Because the chat room has now destroyed our hopes and dreams of this ever happening, because it's already happened and we're behind in the game.
Why is that always the case?
I don't know. They say you got to be there for day one. You know, you got to be there. You got to be the first. Then once you're the first, you're the top dog. That's how I feel in the Wii game in this area.
I can give you an update on, remember the dog fucker girl?
Dog fucker girl?
Not interested in an interview unless we pay her.
What?
Not interested unless we pay her.
How much?
I didn't ask.
You didn't think to ask? Like, how much are we talking here? Like, are we buying something off your Amazon wish list for like $35?
Yeah, or, something like that.
I mean, you know, if that's the case, we got fucking people, you know, that would definitely be willing to donate some money, you know, towards this bitch's fucking Amazon fund so they can hear us talk to a bitch that fucks dogs openly.
Okay, I'll throw it on.
I love that look. That look is awesome. That's exactly why we want to do this.
Okay, I'll throw it on the $35.
See, $35? Like I said, find out how much, man. If we're talking $35, $50, I might even pay $60 to get this bitch on this motherfucker. She starts $100 items. What are we getting out of this, too? Are we getting video, Skype chat? You know, we need to negotiate here.
She'll probably give us Snapchat for life.
Well, that's already implied on our Instagram. I've already... just, if you know who we're talking about, what is it? Whitney, Wisconsin or some shit like that?
Yeah, Whitney, Wisconsin.
Whitney, Wisconsin.
God, I want to pick that brain so bad.
It's fucking...
It's not even like... It's like not even like I'm sexually attracted to her. No. It's more like, what made you decide?
Yeah, that putting, you know, peanut butter down there...
No, I'm telling you, I've looked it up. They don't like
taco sprinkles. Whoever that has a dollar, we're $34 away from our goal of getting to talk to a bitch that openly fucks dogs. Okay, Maul is saying that chick is a total actress too. I found a forum that's talking about her and basically picked her whole life apart, so nothing of value was lost.
What do you mean everything?
So she's an actress, so she doesn't. Like, if I pay her fucking ridiculous $55 for a fucking dog video, all I'm going to get is her petting her dog. Like, I don't know if I'm down for that. $55 for that? I could do that, you know.
Like, yeah, like, I want to know what... Can we have a link?
Yeah, I need a preview.
She specifically said she's not need a preview.
I don't fucking trust this bitch, then.
You don't trust her?
No. She wants to fuck dogs off the bat. That's fucking setting off alarms anyways, but that's also why I want to talk to her, so that can be set aside.
I'm about to say, she did have a list of reasons why you should.
Yeah,
why
she did.
Every woman should.
Taco Sprinkles once had an awkward conversation with a dog fucker. He or she, because I can't tell from Taco Sprinkles, even though I think it is. I think I know who that is now that I think about it. Threw up afterwards.
Like, after having sex with a dog?
Maul, don't fucking ruin our shit here. Maul says she's an actress, meaning that the whole dog thing was just for attention. But I'm seriously telling you, she was offering dog videos for a set amount of money.
Yeah.
Like, both me and Nod researched this one afternoon.
Independently.
Once he figured it out and sent me the leak, it was on. Who could find the best fucking thing about this? I think we spent like an hour sending shit back to each other. Like, dude, fucking this bitch does this shit too, man. Yeah. That's fucking awesome. We need to get her on. How much does it cost? That would have been. Why did you never tell me that? I'd be like, how much does it cost? How much does it cost? I even had money last month. I gotta throw this down. You probably knew a while ago too, didn't you?
No, I only got a response about a week ago.
I didn't have money then. Well, I get that she's doing shit in the past for views, but if I send her $55, is she gonna fucking pay up? Is what I'm asking. Like, if that's an act, that's one thing. Not saying that I want this video, but you know, if buying one of her dumb videos or get her on the fucking show, I'll do whatever.
How much do I have to pay to get her to have sex with a dog live in front of me?
A lot more. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, it is a lot of ooh, but that'll put all this to rest.
It will, because then you could be the one.
I can be like, I can independently verify.
But after watching some of her videos, you are the wrong color.
Yes, that is true. That is absolutely true. Well, apparently, that doesn't matter. The dog's got to be the right color. I'm not asking to have sex with her. She's blonde.
She's got a collie or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah, I don't know. Does that count as a black person?
It looks like a nice dog. I'm not saying I'd fuck it or anything, but she would.
That dog does look giving.
I love this entire first hour discussion, knowing exactly what we're going to do.
Where we're going.
Trust me, folks. It'll be funny when you get there, too, because...
You'd be like, wait a minute.
Yeah, wait a minute. You were talking better about being blah, 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 blah. Here we are.
I thought that's an improper fraction. The bigger part's not supposed to be on top.
You forgot to flip it. Oh, God. I would love that. Having an like one of those retard autistics fucking telling me how to do math. This would be great. And then you flip it. If you don't flip it, I'll poop on your pillow.
Oh, shit.
I bet you'll flip it every fucking time, won't you? Nigga ain't shit on my stuff. Fuck that.
Will you hand me another
one? That's scary when an autistic threatens you with things. So, yeah, he's T-Roy's really close to buying a gun.
T-Roy is close to buying a gun.
Yeah.
How many bullets do you think it'll take?
To take him out?
Yeah. And will he do it as soon as he gets home? Ooh. Like, just gets a gun and does it? No,
he's going to have to get the gun and then still be rejected by society now that he's fully embraced his warrior self.
No, like, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Is his dad applying for it or is he?
He's applying for it.
Does he realize they can tell him no?
He doesn't believe that they can.
They can.
I can personally vouch for they can.
They fucking can. They'd be like, yeah, no.
Yeah, no. You're just
and then on top of that, okay, he's got a record.
He's got a record.
So when they do the background check, that's going to come up.
Yep. And?
Oh, God, I hope he pulls a Private Pile. That was one of the greatest scenes of all
he
time.
Will not. That's the bad part, is he will not. Because he's going to have to get his gun and get rejected by society. Still furthermore. Which he will. But it's just going to take a while.
That's inevitable.
It's just going to take a while.
No.
It's going to take... And actually, we run more risk of him committing one of those... I'm going to go into public and shoot other people.
Okay.
That's more where he's sitting nowadays, I'd say. Because he's going to try to go into somewhere while wearing his gun. And they're going to tell him, no, you can't bring a firearm in here. And he, in his mind, thinks you can take a gun anywhere.
You can't.
Well, he thinks...
Like, there's signs up for it. You can't take a gun anywhere near a school.
Yeah.
Even if you have a concealed weapon.
Oh, I know. I understand this, because we are all grown-ups who understand the law.
Well, I don't know about grown-ups.
I'm saying the three of us.
According to earlier today, I don't understand laws either.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. We'll have to sit you down and get you to watch The Daily Show for a while.
No, I'm just going to be a passive-aggressive cunt for the rest of the night.
Yeah, I tried that, but Marvin was no fun.
It doesn't work. Would they? They've got a fingerprint to get your gun shit right.
Yeah.
When they fingerprint him, is he going to smell it? And Ooh. Is he going to be able to go through the fingerprint process?
Yeah, that's a good point. Oh, my God, yeah.
Because if he stands there and argues with them, I can't do that because of my hands, they're going to be like, well, then you're not getting a gun, buddy.
Yeah, what happens then? Then he just gets committed. It really just depends on when he pulls.
It's all going to end well for us. We're all winners. Woo! Oh,
you picked your glass up like it was New Year's all over. Like, yeah, it's all going to be good
four,
for
three,
us.
3, 2, 1, nigga.
That's an acceptable use of the word.
That's right. I'm a true parenting conservative motherfucker over here.
Yeah, well, I know that you voted for Bush twice.
No, that's not me.
No, but you are. You're a conservative Republican.
I didn't vote for Bush once.
You're conservative.
Oh, I get it. You're playing like a liberal. I see that. That's awesome. I need this. This is going to be awesome. I've never had any interaction with it until today. This is my first interaction.
It's fun.
It was a hardcore liberal.
I've gone both ways.
See, that's the thing. I usually flip-flop too.
Wait, Wait, hold on. Are you trying to say there's only two ways? There's more than two ways.
And I'm the special kind of asshole that will flip-flop in the middle of the argument. I don't give a fuck.
He has been known to do that. It's very disjarring. You're like, wait he what? Bugs Bunnies you all of a sudden? You're like, what the fuck? But because you still got the like aggression of like, no, you're wrong. I'm telling you, you're wrong.
But then I come with the foghorn with, I said, fuck your mother.
Rightly in the mouth, youngster. Yes.
Make sure to give her a reach around. You gotta be cordial.
That's right.
I know I should think about children at all times. You know.
But you don't. You're a heathen.
No, I don't, because I'm a shirtless heathen.
Because you're trying
flash
to.
Children.
You don't want to make our society grow.
No, I'm against growing. I'm against gays.
You're against everything.
I'm against transgendered bathrooms.
You're against happy. I bet you hate that song. Everything is awesome.
I fucking hate that song. I hate that song too.
You hate happy? See, that's
I
what's wrong with
I fucking hate
you.
All happy, bro. I hate it all.
You just need to put on a hat and dance.
No.
Just here, take this pill.
No.
And we'll go.
I don't like pills. I don't like where this is going.
That doesn't make you
like
want to dance?
Gay porn. I'm not involved.
Doesn't make you want to dance?
No gay porn. No transgenders.
What's wrong with gay?
What's wrong with it? Like, are you asking me personally, or am I supposed to continue on with a bit? Like,
that's a personal choice.
Unlike
being gay,
I would like to point out that, you know, there are some people that will just play the bit and not give a fuck. Like, if it's the first time you're listening to us, you know, I have to explain the bit before the bit.
Sometimes.
No, Maul, you're not liberal. You're not fucking liberal. And in fact, I want your input on this. We're not doing it right now. Even though we're fucking just like, we're edging, like.
Yeah.
Are you ready? I'm going to pull my titty out.
Oh, God damn it.
I did it again.
All right. See, people should be allowed to pull out their boobs when and wherever.
Okay.
People should be free.
We're going to stop. We're going to break. And I am dedicating this song.
About women's suffrage?
No, to the person that I was talking with earlier. And it's his song.
Oh, well, I'm glad that he has a song.
He does.
Everyone needs a thought.
It perfectly explains him. But when we get back after this, we're going to get into the fun stuff. If you've been sticking around listening to our horse shit to get to the fun stuff, I'm sorry that we offended you so far. Now we're gonna flip flop and act like saints when we come back from the second hour of 360 on 420. Now
niggers.
You can say it. That's not. It's close.
Oh, dead baby.
There it is!
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey,
all right.
Four.
No,
how many
right.
abortions
Hold on.
Have you
dead
had?
Babies. Hold on.
How
I
many
understand.
Dead babies have you made?
I understand.
Hey, you're funny because one, I'm against abortion, and two, you're just fucking messy. You can't
abortion,
get me.
Why are you?
So, how many whores have you made?
I hope you're letting him pull out. Anyway,
you're fucking funny. You're just
here.
A wannabe.
There
a wannabe. Wow.
A wannabe.
What a wannabe.
Look,
what?
Blah blah blah. All right, you said you're a whore. How much?
Blah 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 blah. Shut the fuck up.
No, how much?
Have you changed your
answer
back
me. How much? How much would it take?
You're not going to come see me on the street, and I ain't going to see you in the next life.
We don't want to fuck you. We want to fuck her.
I want to. I want to know.
Jesus Christ.
How much it's going to cost?
We're not gay, you faggot
girl. Now. Now, if you want to be heard, and so we're all not yelling at you,
Steve, everything's cool.
Skype has a phone application because obviously you don't know how to work a computer.
No.
Why would she know how to work a computer?
I'm glad.
No, she
just. She whores don't know computers.
I only know sucking dick.
You called me a whore. Oh, you won. Your opinion is
no.
Irrelevant.
You called yourself a whore. I'm not calling you a whore.
I said you can call call me a whore.
You said you were a whore. You didn't tell me I could call you that. I wouldn't call you a whore if you didn't say I couldn't call you a whore. You said you are a whore. I'm calling you a whore. I am also asking how much.
She's a dumb whore.
So, like, what, $5? Will that get me the pussy? $5? Or do you want singles?
I think she hung up.
Wait, she's not a stripper. You can't give her singles.
I think she hung up.
That was great. I don't even give a fuck how shitty that sounded. That was fun.
That was fun. One bad decision.
No, there's multiple bad decisions.
One bad.
Giving any airtime is a bad decision.
Bad decisions.
Getting rid of
three. Three bad decisions. Four bad decisions.
You want to keep going? Like I said.
Actually, if you want to get technical, they gave like three different shows.
Five and six bad decisions.
I mean, you make mistakes as you go. We've certainly made our mistakes.
But he's already said he doesn't care. It's a hobby. It's.
Yes, I'm very aware that I at one point in time wanted to leave and go over there. That was long before they did.
Seven bad decisions.
Hey, they wanted us too.
Yeah. Eight bad decisions.
I'm very happy we stayed. I'm very happy that we have not been fired since for my dumbness.
One good decision.
Yeah.
Oh, they fired
42 bad decisions. I skipped a lot of numbers.
It doesn't matter. It was fantastic.
WWE Superstar Hornswell, keep listening to More Like Radio.
Pay for about 360 on 420.
Rock Piss.
Rock Piss cures the following listed but not limited to itching, scratching, sneezing, coughing, the flu, anal warts, arthritis, Australis, dry mouth, gingivitis, dandruff, eczema, psoriasis, rosacea, pink eye, red eye, lazy eye, object in the eye, blindness, total partial numb or tongue, Ebola virus, Ebola Gulf A, erectile dysfunction, infertility, narrow urethra, pregnancy, urinary tract infection, kidney stones, calcium deposits, skin tags, stretch marks, legacy virus, overbite, underbite, wild animal bite, undescended tennis testicle, hermaphrodites, chlamydia, syphilis, gonorrhea, crab louse, AIDS, HIV, SARS, H1N1, herpes, herpes simplex 10, leukemia, testicular cancer, ovarian cancer, pancreatic cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer. Screw all forms of cancer. Psoriasis, jaundice, lupus, albinism, cyanovirus, homosexuality, bisexuality, only males, alcoholism, depression, manic depression, schizophrenia, dementia, brain cloud, gastromyalgia, multiple personality disorder, gender identity disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, delusions of grandeur, pedophilia, Lolita complex,
T-Roy Schreiber,
virginity, boils, cysts, lesions, synaptic neural overstimulation disease, Legionnaire's disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, McGregor's disease, MacGyver's disease, and Michael J. Fox.
Rock Piss.
As the inventor, founder, and only supplier, I approve this message. Place your orders today or I'll fuck your sister.
Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls.
You know the saying, sober as a judge? Yeah, you can't say that anymore.
This judge is never sober.
Dead baby.
God damn it! I thought you were gonna do balls up!
The bad part is I kind of wanted to.
God! I wish our brains were interconnected.
Well, if they were, then you would know that you were asked to give someone a Snickers.
I'm about to throw a mic at you.
We already kind of do. Yeah.
Here. I know you don't want to participate, but...
No, ladies hate our show.
No.
That's gross and creepy. What?
Ew. Whoa. Why is everything lining up gross and creepy?
That's nice that you said that.
My point was what he just said.
What did I just say?
When I made the statement, no, you said the two of your minds need to be whatever, entwined or some shit.
Yeah, because I was trying to get him to say, you know.
The backwards.
Well, and my point was no, ooh, because the two of you would know what each other thought about the sisters and humping them. Ew, gross.
That's where you go with it? Like, yes. You don't think of collusion involved anywhere?
No.
You go with, oh, well, you're going to know what my sister's vagina feels like now.
Through the transitive properties of knowledge. Sweet algebra rules, bro.
No shit.
Geometry, really. But
anyways, so to the task at hand.
I feel safe.
You should feel safe.
In our space?
In our space.
Okay.
We're inside of a locked door and a bunker.
So it would be appropriate for me to feed my child now.
You're getting a little ahead of us here.
Sorry.
But it's okay. So I wake up after New Year's, and I'm not thinking of anything or wanting to argue with anyone. I just farted.
Just having a good time.
Just having a good time. Woke up, fuck my old lady, we're good to go.
Fresh 2016.
Fresh 2016, getting that shit out the way. And, you know, you do the after sex,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Rituals.
Not rituals, but, you know, I've woken up. Oh, see, look, Boss Hog's here. They know. Hi.
Boss Hog, what's up?
Enjoying Tennessee, sir? Your dogs are fine. We're good. But the good stuff starts up now.
Yep.
Heard enough. Bye.
Hey, did you go by there?
Bye, whoever you are. Yes.
Yeah, there is going to be shit.
So, either way, there's going to be shit thrown everywhere.
Did you not hear your ass earlier? There's going to be some shit.
Yeah.
You're just mad because you can't make those sounds.
No, I'm fucking mad that your horrible timing happens after we go to break. And she fucking rips. So, I wake up. And I'm looking through, you know.
Facebook and whatnot.
Facebooking. Flicking. And I see a clickbait article.
Okay.
From someone that usually is pretty known for having social justice arguments on social media accounts.
Okay, gotcha.
Like, that's what they do in their free time.
Okay.
They get on there and they tell people.
And they are the justice police.
Pretty much.
Okay. They're doing God's work.
God's work. So, good God. We're trying to have an adult discussion here, and this is turning into farts everywhere. These aren't fucking sound fucking bites either.
This holiday is just a blast. Everybody's been eating all kinds of food.
This is the real deal, folks. These are not soundboards. But, so, I click on the article, and it's an article about breastfeeding in public and what the legality of what should happen, right?
Yeah. Okay.
By saying that, and it was a clickbait article on a leftist site.
Gotcha.
You know, let's take this as extreme. This fucking some New Hampshire representative worded something wrong, and instead of going, okay, well, in the context of this, this is going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, like instead of being a reasonable person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They go unreasonable with the possibilities of what could possibly happen. And what the law is talking about is if you show nipple in public.
Indecent exposure.
Yeah, it's okay. Indecent exposure. And
all right.
The leftist.
And I totally agree with that.
Well, either way, the wording of the bill
I do not.
That I was reading said that if a reasonable person thought it was offensive, that was the wording. Then the charge could be made.
Okay.
If a reasonable person. I'm not turning into footer. I don't have that deep of a fucking voice, and my dick damn sure ain't that big. So relax, Maul. But, a reasonable person would find that, you know, breastfeeding, a normal reasonable person would not think that we need to jail.
No.
Breastfeeders.
No.
I don't have a problem with it. Do you? You see a breastfeeder in public. Do you have a problem with it?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely
not. A woman's right to be
not.
Glorious.
Absolutely no problem. No problem with me. In public, whatever.
Yeah, they can do whatever they want.
You want to show your tits on the train? Have the fuck at it.
Go for it.
Don't care. You want to do it in Applebee's? That's fine. Don't care.
That's right. Because you know what? If children are there, We'll just explain to them that you have the right to do it.
Yes. It is your right.
Way to go.
Until they make a law against it.
Correct.
Which is apparently what they were thinking it was, that article was talking about and what I was talking about. Because I posed the question. Well, I'm getting a little ahead. So, this turns into, well, you know, all I said was looking, touching, no. We're not even going to talk. That's that's an invasion of space.
Correct.
But I said looking, I don't know.
Yeah. And I mean, like, where does that actually line up in the weirdness
category? Yeah. I mean, I could see certain situations where we're not talking about legality. We're talking about being a decent morality. Fucking person. Yeah, morality.
Okay.
We're talking about having some common respect for whatever your wishes is. I don't care. If you come to my house, I'd hope I'm going to respect you as much as you're respecting me.
I'm going to try.
Right?
Yeah.
So, just saying. We're going to try.
Yeah, that's civility.
Yeah.
But yet his hands don't really even move that much.
Out of this person's mouth comes...
He lost it down in your
shoe. I think I brought up the idea that she said whoever's looking are creepy and pedophiles.
Creepy and
pedophiles. And made it out that, like, anyone that is looking is creepy, pedophile, rude, and inconsiderate.
I could see...
Like, anyone.
I get that.
And there's no scenario...
In which all of those things are not applicable? Yeah,
and with, no, there's no fucking backbone to this. There is... All or none. If you or anyone is looking at this, you are rude, inconsiderate.
See, I disagree with that.
And also, on top of that, you hate gays, you are against transgender, whatever, and...
Why did she jump the shark like that?
That dude, I'm jumping the shark myself trying to get it out. But anyways, so I sat here and I presented the scenario. I was like, okay. So we're agreeing that in public, you know, it's kind of creepy, you know. It's creepy for everybody.
I'm sorry. If you whip your titty out in public, I'm going to probably glance at it. Now, maybe not while the child
But you're
is
creepy and
on.
You're a pedophile.
No, I'm not a pedophile. How is but it a pedophile for me to want to look at a woman's tit?
That's what I interpreted out of what she was saying.
Well, she's wrong.
That's what I thought. So I was like, I presented this scenario. My family comes to your house for dinner, right? Okay. We're at your house. Your rules. I get this.
Yeah.
Right? But if ahead of time I say, hey, I'm having some trouble with my kid, you know, and obviously it's well documented. We have every fucking family has an issue with a kid, especially in the nowadays where they're growing up faster than anything.
Yeah, GMOs and all that.
We have a very emotional ginger in our household, and we're trying to raise him as best as we can. And yes, there are things that we've done as parents that may have hurt him. I'm fine with this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there were parental decisions.
Yeah.
But there are parental decisions.
Which is your rights as parentals.
So, yeah. So, I present the scenario. We come over there with my 12-year-old son, and he gets caught looking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what now? She goes, oh, well, I'd scold him. And tell him, and shame him, and tell him not to look. And that it's inappropriate, rude, and inconsiderate.
Well, that's, no.
Like, you hear this silence right now? This is my brain trying to fucking comprehend what the fuck I'm up against right now.
No. All that's going to do is make him think tits are bad.
Tits are bad.
Tits are bad. Don't look at him.
Tits are bad. Don't look at him.
You cannot enjoy tits.
Yeah, no.
That's just saying, telling him feeding your baby with your boob is bad.
Don't You're rude and inconsiderate for looking.
Yeah. How dare you question nature?
Yeah. Again,
nature, but, you know, have questions about natural things.
Yeah. And this entire argument, I at no point in time said, you know, anything along the lines of, hey, you shouldn't be feeding your baby in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
All that I put forth was, hey, can you maybe take some steps?
Yeah.
I.e. maybe putting a blanket over your fucking tit crack.
Yeah.
Or, you know, fucking pumping before, feeding him some peaches.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I get that if he was at a certain age, this would be a different topic where there was only tit milk. There is a certain time.
Yeah.
He's big enough to eat food.
But he's one.
True.
It's can big enough.
Now, are they countering now, with their having some sort of a physical issue with the baby?
I'm not sure. I was not questioning their parenting in any way.
Fair enough.
The only thing I was presenting was, hey, I have an emotionally, you know,
charged
teenage, very can get misunderstood child, and I want to know ahead of time if this is going to be a fucking problem. You know, because if she's presenting to Facebook world that this is a problem, then I'm not coming. I'm not going to put myself in that situation or my child to have to deal with that.
Because you want
to
maintain a safe space.
Not that I could care less about a safe space, man. I really fucking could. But I'm just saying, I can't predict what he's going to do, so I would rather not be in the situation. It's not that I don't want to explain it to him. He understands how boobs work. It's what I have a problem with is her. I'm going to scold your child, tell him it's rude and inconsiderate, and then go about my day. And you're fucking rude and inconsiderate for asking me to do something in my home that I wouldn't do. And I'm sitting here thinking, this entire time I've not told you anything. I've not told you.
From my understanding, it sounds like these are all hypotheticals.
I was literally saying, if we come to dinner, is this going to be a problem?
Yeah.
That's all I presented. This turned into her sending me pictures of her feeding her child, which I've already seen it. Like, it was that douchey arrogance.
That's when she becomes rude and inconsiderate.
There you go. Okay, so here's
where... Why are you going to try to throw it in someone's face?
Here's where the liberalness comes into, where I get that this is your fucking issue, but why are you... If I've already said this, why are you going to be a smarmy douchebag and fucking send me pictures of it? If I've already stated to you that this is a problem, why are you going to push this even further? I don't want to see your awful flapjack titties. If you are listening, I'm not going to say no one wants to see them, but I don't.
Some way, dude, there's a kid involved.
I don't. I'm not a tit guy.
Okay, say what if you're out in public and you do that and there's been someone that's recovering from a sex addiction.
Yeah, he sees that, sets it off. What is she going to do? It's not his fault. She fucking flipped her tit out. Yeah. He can't control that.
And it's not that
he's 12. He doesn't know any different.
It's just that he's attracted to the boob.
There you go. You got to be prepared for this stuff. But that's not how liberal people work. That's not how that works. You're supposed to be accommodating to their needs. Even in their own home, out in public, wherever. It doesn't matter. You better be ready to accommodate them.
At all times.
At all times. It does not matter your needs. And it doesn't matter what you say. You're wrong.
That's right, because you questioned it.
I questioned it. I question, and look, bro, you want to fucking call in? Hey, JJ Stoner 420. I know, you know, I'm talking about adult things with all these fucking names, but get in touch with me on Skype, bro. Call in.
Yeah.
I fucking welcome it. You want to talk to it after? I mean, you ain't fucking called me in fucking 2 days. And I'm being cautious with this because, again, it's family. It's a family issue. This is, you know, I can't come meet a nephew. Because I might see, you know, in meeting a person, I might see someone's tit.
Gotcha.
I don't have a problem with this, but I see a scenario in my head where this is a problem. Where she comes in the room, and social warrior justice woman sits down, flops it out, you know, makes the room awkward and weird, and then wants to chastise people around the room. Because I'm sitting here thinking, okay, well, I'm not going to go up there without, you know, my dad.
Yeah.
You know, usually if I'm going to D.C. to meet family, we're going as a family.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here thinking, okay, well, here's a scenario where even he's looking. And now is he creepy?
Yeah.
Like, she wants to catch an attitude and start calling people creeps and pedophiles. What if she turns around and decides, hey, your 12-year-old's a creep. Your dad's a creep. Now, automatically, I'm a creep.
Yeah.
She's a creep. We're all fucking creeps now. Woo! Like, this is why I have a problem with it. But that's not where it went. Like, that was my initial problem.
Okay.
With this entire thing was, you're going to parent my child, you're going to scold my child.
Yeah, that is a little much.
Over your fucking beliefs of what should be done. Now, at no point in time in the past 48 hours.
Mm-hmm. See, and you know, if she does that in front of her,
she's going to say something very quickly. She doesn't want to see that either. But, so.
Now, my immediate reply is.
Talking to the microphone, please.
I said my immediate reply was, if it was at a dinner table, my immediate reaction is going to be going, oh, hell no, I ain't got no fucking appetite now.
Yeah. So, at this point in time, I haven't involved her. You know, I haven't even... Mm-hmm. She can tell that I'm fucking... You know, when I get in my fucking... I'm gonna rage on fucking internet shit. But... No. So... Anyways, I kind of argued it for a little while. You know, just kind of like, hey, you know, I'm only talking about this. This turned into, I want to lock up breastfeeders. I am against gays. I'm against transgenders. And then my favorite fucking comment, okay? Mm-hmm. This is my favorite comment. Now, I am the most pro-fucking pot person in the world.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
But if I am embarrassed by what you just said as a pot smoker, we have a fucking problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I need to pull this one up for context, because and I wasn't going to read any of these verbatim, but I think this one deserves it.
Just the one in particular, yeah.
So go ahead, buddy.
It's kind of like when I've been in situations where it's like, I like playing video games and I like smoking weed, but when I say you're doing those two things too much, there might be a problem.
No, this is worse than that, bro.
Oh, okay.
Like, this is... What fucking left field are you standing in, dude?
Oh, damn.
Like, I got... Hold on. There's a lot of responses in this fucking 8-comment thing. Almost there. There's her awful tit again.
Kanye West.
All right, here we go.
Can I get a copy of that?
So, it's fucking plainly on the internet. I don't know why you're asking me. It's there. So, again, I'm not going to say names, but... This scenario was presented to me. And again, remember, I'm pro-pot, people.
Are you? I would have never guessed it.
Fucking hold on, dead babies.
Dead babies.
So, pro-pot, this asinine person comes at me with this statement. Are you ready? Some parents have recently complained about the legalization of marijuana in Colorado by saying that they shouldn't have to explain to their children what people are doing in public parks. Not that smokers are blowing smoke into their children's faces, but that it should be illegal because they don't want to explain drugs and intoxication to their kids. Now, I'm going to stop right here.
Okay, yeah.
That's the same.
Any pro-pot person that's paying attention to the air quotes movement would understand that it's currently not legal to smoke in a park anywhere in the United States of America.
Yeah, no. I mean, we've done it, but no.
I think we have. I'm not even fucking lying. But it's illegal for that. The law in Colorado is you can purchase it, and you can go to your own domicile and smoke it there, because that's what they want. They don't want you on the roads. They don't want you in a park.
They don't want you hanging out.
If you don't understand this, then you definitely don't understand what edibles are. Because if you can tell me the difference between a cookie and a pot cookie, you know, blind, pick it up off the ground, which we just watched these two prove that someone will eat something off the fucking ground.
Yes, they will.
That just happened not fucking 10 minutes ago.
Them dark chocolate turtles, man.
Yeah. So, it's not done. Like, I'm already irritated. Like, bro, you're fucking pissing on pot. You're fucking making potheads look retarded here. This is the problem with the movement, is idiots like you that don't get it. Okay, I'm not asking to go to a park to smoke pot, bro. I have a house. I'd rather do it here, and you leave me the fuck alone. That's what I want. That's the kind of legalization I'm after.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to fucking change the world by, hey, let's fuck you. We should smoke in parks. They don't even let you drink in certain parks, bro.
Yeah, no. Most parks, actually, you can't drink.
And then when they do let you drink, it's on a certain day, and they make a big deal about it, you know?
Yeah.
So,
usually a fair.
Or like a Memorial Day or something.
But when you're dealing with a liberal, you get stupid comment, stupid question, finish.
Yeah.
All right, so we're at stupid comment, and he comes with, when exactly did the law start being written so that parents never had to explain anything to their children? Is that honestly your conception of legality?
Yep. The question.
The stupid question, all right, that you're going to ask me is, why should I explain to my child why he can't eat a pot cookie off the ground at a park? We're having this discussion.
Yeah.
It's 2016, and I have to explain to some idiot on fucking internet that you should not smoke pot in a park Or bring your fucking edible cookies so that some dumb kid can eat it. Because edibles look just like the real fucking thing. That's a problem. Mm-hmm. They are going to take care of that. Trust me.
Yeah. They're going to be off color.
And... yeah. You're going to have to buy... You enjoy them now, is what I'm saying. Like, and I'm not even expecting that here. When it gets here, it's probably going to be such a watered-down fucking piece of shit process that I'm not going to enjoy it. Look at the liquor stores in our area. The ABC stores. Because, hey, I want to treat it like alcohol. I don't want you to look at me any different. If you fucking drink beer, fuck you. Don't cross at me.
Yep.
Especially if you want to drink beer and put your kid in the pictures with it.
Yep.
I'm not getting personal or anything about that, but I may or may not have seen that on my Facebook travels throughout my days.
Hey, we're from the South, man. We've seen that picture. Everyone's seen that picture with a Budweiser and no pants on.
So, me asking... hey, can you maybe cover up, has turned into a pot discussion, a gun, well, I will say this, man, thank God this did not get into a gun debate, because it got ugly.
Oh, no.
And it already got ugly. But if I'm a pro-pot person, and I'm embarrassed for what you just said...
there's a problem.
You're fucking stupid. Brad... I wasn't going to say names, but I want to make sure that a certain someone knows which dumbass I'm talking about so that he doesn't think I'm talking about another person that I don't have a problem with.
Yeah.
Because I at no point in time presented a problem. I just wanted my question answered of if I come to your house, is your wife going to fucking flash my fucking minor child? Like, it's 2016 and I have to fucking discuss with you whether your wife is going to fucking flash my child. For whatever reason. I don't give a fuck. And all right. So, this is the other infuriating part.
All right.
Again, I haven't gotten ugly or I haven't gotten nasty. You know me, bro.
If you haven't done that, then
I haven't done that in a long fucking time. And up until this point, I've been sent a tit shot.
Yeah.
And I haven't done shit with it.
That's true.
I haven't even... did I even direct it to you until you got here tonight?
No.
Nah. Didn't tell nobody about it. Didn't do shit about it.
Didn't send the dogs after him?
Mm-hmm. The animals that I dealt with would take this picture and fucking run with it. And it's like, it's not that you're worried, you know.
No, that's not the treatment the family gets.
But no, I fucking jumped back to chat for a second because I was like, oh, I'll see what they're saying. And hold on, we'll get to chat in a minute. I'm ranting. But I see Boss Hog, which if you don't know who that is my dad. He goes, your dad sounds like a real jerk. So that's a perfect breakup for right now to me, you know. But so at this point in time, I haven't gotten nasty. I've called them rookie parents because
are they actually, in fact, rookie parents?
They are.
Is this their first one?
This is their first one.
Then yes, your rookie parents. You're a rookie. No. Is this like the fucking new NFL players that are trying to bitch when they get hazed? Is that what this is?
No. Like. This is more like they got a signing bonus and their britches are way too big for their Google chances.
Gotcha.
But so at this point in time, and again, man, we're talking private messages where a certain someone decided to be uppity about grammar and couldn't understand why a redneck woman would be irritated that you are going to scold her child, call them a creep, and then you send tit pics. And then you want to discuss grammar. Now, you've lived with the little one.
Yes, I have.
What happens when you piss it off? Obscenities fly.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely.
Like, it's hard to get coherent sentences out of their mouth.
Like, if you're the guy, just sit on the dump button.
Yeah. Like, out of their mouth. And he wants typed proper punctuation, proper grammar, or he can't understand what you're saying.
Right.
Because that wins an argument, right?
Well, of course, you see.
So.
Sensibilities.
And I was irritated at this. You don't play this card with certain ones that you've already pissed off. You don't play that card.
Mm-hmm.
And you certainly don't turn around and tell a mother who's raised her own child for 12 years. And, Minnie, let me ask you something. Did Mandy pretty much raise you? Like, pretty much took care of you for a lot of your young life, did she not?
Well, Mom and Dad was at work.
There you go. So she was the one that took care of you and your brother, right?
Quite so,
would you say that would be experience as a mother and what could possibly happen?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So that would you say you said you're 21, right?
Yeah.
So let's add 21 and 12. You know. What do we got? I'm seeing if you know the math.
I wouldn't say 21. I haven't lived with her all 21 years.
Okay, so how many years would you say? How many years would you say that she has experience of raising a child, mini-me?
At least
17
years.
At least 17.
No, you moved out when I was like 12, 13.
So either way, it's enough
Let's say
years.
Roughly 30.
It's enough combined, years combined that there is a tad experience. Did you know that that's an immeasurable number and does not matter that he will disregard it?
Really?
That is the response that he was
given. So when the number is greater than his number, he gets to disregard it.
It's disregarded. Really? And he did this a lot, where I'll say this, and I'm going to disregard that because, you know, that doesn't fit my narrative, so I'm going to disregard it.
Of course. God damn, I fucking hate liberals.
I never had a problem with any of them. I'm like, what is this talk of having issues with liberal people? I don't get. And I don't even know if he's liberal. It just came off to me like it was, though.
No, that's very libby.
So, again, at this point in time, I haven't been nasty. I've been very nice. Compare it. If this would happen
with anyone outside of your family, this would
anyone outside of my family, or 2 years ago, when I was at my height of I don't give a fuck. I will cuss anyone out for no fucking reason. I don't give a shit who you are. 2 to 3 years ago. Yeah, Boss Hog, I'm a 5-year-old. I know, we all know. Pink trash cans. So, Jesus Christ, that sounded like a door opening.
How'd you hear it?
I heard it.
I heard it. I think everyone in the civilized world heard it.
So, it's an immeasurable amount of numbers, and parenting does not matter for an amount of years. The amount of years that you've been a parent matters not. He will disregard it. That's what I say. Bullshit.
There's a lot of good stuff here in this chat.
There is?
Yeah.
Let's take a chat break.
Chat break.
Chat break. Let's scroll up
a
little bit.
I know.
I'm sorry, folks.
No, you need to go in your
rant. I'm sorry, folks. So we're at a point. Let's remember where we're at. Okay. I think I can remember.
Disregard
parenting years. All right. Chat time. Hi, folks. Appreciate you listening.
Thank you for interacting.
Yeah, appreciate the interaction. If you'd like to go to said chat and defend yourself, it's to morelikeradio.com/live, or you can call into this program through
Skype.
Or you
can download the Revo thing.
Yeah, I think we're still on there.
We are. At least as of a month or so ago. I just check every once in a while.
Okay, I'm loving some of these pictures. Because if you've seen the actual pictures, you're not far off.
Oh, shit, let me scoot over to here.
So, something about I'm going to be Footer. What happened to Footer? Footer's still on the red Tuesdays at whatever fucking time they're on. I don't fucking know where they're at anymore. Bitch says she can see it both ways. Maul, if you believe in freedom of speech and expression, you should have no problem with boobies. I have no problem with boobies. I don't have a problem with her boobies.
Right.
I have a problem with her boobies now, but I don't have a problem with boobies.
I just don't think you should be showing them to kids when kids are around.
There we go. Mini-Me gets it. So, again, I have no problems with boobs. I have no problem with breastfeeding. Me, personally, you do it in front of me, I'm going to go, boob. And that's about it.
Thanks.
That's about it. And just so you know, I have discussed this with the boy, and that's exactly what he did. He said, eh. And then he would go back to whatever he's doing. So this isn't even an issue.
It was more the reaction to your what if.
Yeah. It's the reaction and the comments afterwards. Because
like
I'm not done.
I don't like their usage of the word scold him.
I'm not even to the most infuriating part.
Oh, damn.
I'm not even to the part that I was like, okay, you know, I was just having a discussion. But if you want to get fucking personal, we can get personal. And you're not going to like how this ends. You're not. I know you think you know me, but you don't.
Bro.
Sif.
Jones.
Erlacher. let's see here. Footer is an old fart. I agree. What's weird is that other countries have no problem with naked breasts. Places like Japan celebrate them. Here in America, we're hypersensitive about it. We're hypersensitive because we're not used to it. And I don't give a fuck how liberal or progressive you are. There are people that are not going to progress as fast as you are. And I think that my ADHD emotional child doesn't need to see that. And can you please respect that is all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking. Now, again, I'm not to the most infuriating fucking part. We're still doing chat time. That's a pretty fucking close pick to what I saw earlier, Taco Sprinkles. Different shade of skin. And I'm going to tell you now, I won't post the picture because it does involve family members. Have my nephew in the picture. So you're not, don't ask. It's not going to happen.
Which, for the record,
cute kid. No problem with the kid. No problem with feeding the kid.
Feed him up. He's your growing boy.
Yeah. I only have a problem with you correcting my child and telling me I'm an asshole.
If you whip your titty out at dinner, I'm going to ask you if I can get a sip. You know what I'm saying?
That's because you're a fucking creep, and you are the definition of a creep. And we haven't even got into how your brother or T-Roy or anybody would go with this information.
But no, in all reality, though, I would look, and I wouldn't consider myself a creep unless I stared.
That's what I said. Staring is rude and inconsiterate. But no matter what age.
I'm still going to look.
No matter what age. Everyone's going to look.
Yeah.
You don't see a fucking titty out every day unless you live with it.
Go.
And even when I live with it, I'm like, ooh, boob. Like,
yeah, when it catches you at the
periphery. And I, even if it was in front of me, I might even grab your boob because I'm used to grabbing boobs when I see them.
It's what's ingrained in us, boobs.
But I'm creepy. And I'm a pedophile now because I'm going to smack a child out of the way.
I'm not going to smack the child out of the way. That's his place. You know, I'm hoping maybe I can get seconds.
Yes. Seconds and thirds. The bitch right, Ma, but that does take a long time for people to be comfortable with. The other countries were doing this for a very long time. Exactly. There are women out there that wear plates on their lip. And they're topless.
And trash bags.
And you know what? Their children grew up with that around them, so it's not a point. Your point's no. I'm going to disregard it. That's true. I think we were doomed. Bitch, it can happen here, but it will take a great deal of time. But no, it's supposed to happen tomorrow because that's the way liberals act. Does he still like Pokemon porn? If his internet was not locked down, I could probably answer this question, but his internet is locked down from all devices, including the new one that we bought him to. That he took steps to get around that and failed miserably.
Oh.
Failed.
Well, I mean, A for effort.
No, A plus for fucking Nintendo for setting it up so that a 12-year-old child can't outsmart Nintendo. Man, that son of a bitch credit card 50-cent fee got you, bro.
To what?
Oh, you didn't even get into that. Oh, I'm sorry. All right, you're supposed to be asleep. I know this involves you, but you're supposed to be asleep, and this is adult time. It's 12:30. I'm being a parent. So, okay, you can get a drink, but anyways, what was I talking about?
You were talking about 50-cent charge.
Oh, 50-cent charge. When you set up a Wii account or a child account, don't get fucking nerdy with me. And yes, I just cussed at my child. Get over it. I'm a progressive asshole who fucking parents weird. I do it all the time. He's used to it. Yeah. What he's not used to seeing is a breast in front of him. Can we agree there?
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go. From his own mouth. That's not
something. Unless you count yours.
Would you look? It got quiet.
I don't think he knows. Does he know?
Oh. See, he's not answering. He's pleading the fifth. I
love
get
how
it.
He confirms that he's being silent.
Yeah, fucking great answer to that question. So, Nintendo set it up to where you have to charge 50 cents to get a child account to connect to the internet for anything.
Okay.
Well, Dum Dum tried to put in his mom's email address and fucked that spelling up. And I couldn't. He set his own security password. And locked it all up, and the only way that he could fix it is if he gave me his security password, because he couldn't get online, and he needed to get online, and he couldn't get it to work. Well, he knew I knew how to make it work because I'm a parent.
Yeah,
that was awesome. But anyways, use your sock. That's my fucking parenting skills right there. That's right. You drop something on the floor. Use your sock and clean it up.
No, that's a male.
I do the same thing to the toilet
sexist.
Seat.
We're trying to be in a liberal, progressive
world.
We're
in
world.
A safe space. You just said bad things about men.
Well, that's okay. You can say bad things about men.
Chauvinistic men. Good night, son.
All men are chauvinistic.
Chauvinistic.
They're all that way.
So,
even the ones that are chivalrous and hold doors open, how dare you think we couldn't open up our own doors?
Well, since we're bringing my parenting into question, did you know that I'm a hypocrite in this entire argument because I let my child play Saints Row and GTA? I let him play video games. So now I'm a hypocrite.
Huh.
Okay. Whoa. I don't need your input. Good night. Good night. Adults talking. I'm not a hypocrite. He just said it. I don't need your approval, but I appreciate it. I don't need it. I'm the parent here. But I let him play video games.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of weed you got? Jeez, I'm just kidding. Do you need assistance? Can I come back?
Beat on a wall if you need us.
Yeah, if you need us to come get it out. Yeah, go check on her. She's back there choking. I hope it ain't a nigger dick. Go to sleep, boy. That's right. I'm fucking going through this conversation, parenting, and I'm writing a book, motherfuckers. This is going to make fuck your pink trash cans and jello wrestling. I'm going to write a parenting book.
I think that's already been done, JJ.
I know, but mine's going to be better than everyone's because it's going to be non-liberal horse shit. And I'm not going to tell you how to fucking feed your son. I'm just going to ask you not to do it in front of mine.
Here's a book title for you. Metal Mediating.
No, I don't like it. Okay. I'm sorry.
I threw it out there.
I mean, you're pretty good sometimes, but I don't like that.
That's fair.
But, all right.
Punk rock parenting?
So, I'm a hypocrite because I let him play video games. And so, video games on a screen.
Now, who invoked specific video games?
This was the direct cousin.
Okay.
This was the direct cousin.
They're the one
to going personal to make his point.
Okay.
And that I'm questioning his parenting because I've questioned his parenting for 2 days, which...
I haven't heard that.
You can read it all. It's on Facebook. It's fucking public. I don't think I was ever nasty with anyone. I don't think I asked for anything other than just some consideration that, you know, hey, my ADHD emotional fucking stepson might come over and I don't know what he's going to do. And if you're going to be weird about this, I don't know if I really want to come see you until this is not an issue, which is what's going to happen now.
Yeah.
I can't go meet a grandson now because this incident. Or not a grandson. I'm sorry, a nephew. I said that wrong.
My brain was questioning that, but I was just going to let you roll.
Yeah. It came out wrong, but I corrected it. But I can't go meet a family member now I legit was trying to meet them a little while ago. I was going to go help him move, and I was going to meet the family. But I'm kind of glad I didn't, because if this incident happened and my old lady was there, it would have created a personal in-the-face incident. And I can say this, all right? I will never threaten anyone, all right? I'm a gentle giant. But my redneck girlfriend has a large mouth, and she is not afraid to punch a bitch. Would you say that about the mini version? Afraid.
I don't think she is afraid, but I think she doesn't want to cause problems. But she would if she had to.
Yeah. If you did that, if she had scolded him in front of her...
Oh, it'd be on like fucking
It'd Donkey be on Kong. Like yeah. Motherfucking Donkey Kong, and yeah... So
that bitch is gonna need some stitches.
And again, this is not a threat. So if your liberal ass is sitting there going, "Oh, they're threatening us on the radio," no. And fuck you, my numbers are pretty good right now. So people like this conversation. I wonder why.
It's important.
It is It's an important subject that you not fucking be a creepy bitch and fucking expose your tits to my fucking child. Now that's probably the first mean thing I've said 2 days.
Which,
I did not even say that she has flapjack tits. Fuck!
You were just comparing.
I didn't even go there that her face looked...
Nope. The question is, does they use Mrs. Butterworth's or...
Like I just said, I'm trying to take the high road. Dead babies.
Don't you mean both up? Oh, damn it, I'm so confused.
Fuck, we got this all fucked up tonight.
God damn it, man. Fuck it. I know we're sucking on something that ain't a titty. And that's acceptable.
Well, hey, you got your own.
Yeah.
Fuck it. So, I guess we should go back and read some chat, because apparently some good shit's happening.
Good shit's always happening in our chat.
Hey, our chat's amazing.
Our chat is like a drunk sorority house.
Yeah, okay. This is not an issue with what you said, JJ, at all. Why is it that people want you to have an open mind? Certainly seem to not have an open mind at all. But that was also accused of me. I'm not open to their liberal ideals.
Well, no, of course not.
Fucking showing their tits to my 12-year-old and being fucking creepy, which I could technically, as soon as she pulls her tit out, I can make this a pedophile incident, and you know, sexual registers needs to happen.
Well, yeah, that's if you look at her tit, remember?
Because I am out to lock up breastfeeders.
No.
You know, all I'm asking for is you to be and have some fucking common decency.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I feel like people who start shit with women breastfeeding or artwork that involve, and this is Maul, by the way, involves nudity, are making an issue out of nothing to be self-righteous and up their own ass. However, hippie douchey parents that are too open about it is just as bad. Everyone just mind their business, enough said. Exactly. In 2 days, I never told them to do anything other than be considerate of my family when I come over. That's it. You know, you can read through all that shit.
I mean, legitimately, from what I took out of this, what you're actually asking was, hey, at most, could you like just throw a towel over that?
That's, I've said it several times. I gave several different ways that you could have gone about this. Cover up, do it before we get there. Feed them a different type of medium meal. Do you really honestly have to be a social warrior? I've already told you there's a problem.
Yeah.
Like, can you maybe fucking feed them some peaches?
Oh, no.
Your tit?
Since you said there's going to be an issue, now what she's going to do is breastfeed the entire time.
Well, that's what it is. It's a baited argument. They want the argument. That's how a liberal works. They want the argument. This made their fucking New Year's. Ruined mine. But made fucking theirs. Made theirs, dude. They're in their fucking.
2016's the year.
They didn't have anything else to do, anyways.
Now they're holding. No, I'm not gonna go there.
No.
Yeah.
I've been nice. I've been as nice.
I'm so glad we had you.
Been nice. So, Ma, yeah, but many you could say the same thing about Victoria's Secret ads. We'd have to go over every piece of media with a fine tooth comb. Fuck people with sex addictions, and how about they learn to interact and face a sex-filled world? Exposure is the only way they get better. That's just my 2 cents. So expose everybody on everything.
See, that's what I agreed with.
Okay. Is that a liberal point of view, or is that just a...
I think if you had to say liberal or conservative, it's more a liberal.
Okay. Because I'm learning what liberal means today. Like, I never dealt with a literal cunt today. And I'm calling both of them cunts, by the way, because you ruined my fucking New Year's. And that's right. I'm being fucking self here. You know, fuck you. Selfie time. Oh, that's not how that works?
No, I don't think that's how it works.
Oh, I almost got it right.
All you gotta do is hold up a smartphone while doing it. And you'll be
So we're gonna get all up. Selfie time. Was there something supposed to happen now?
It's doing it right now. It's flashing.
Oh, hey.
There you go. It's already posting. You have the newest iPhone, right?
You do not know how bad. And I had this discussion. After she sent the picture, I was like, honey, I've never wanted you to put your tits online. But at this moment right now, I really need you to do something for me. I was like, we need to take a picture together. I'm going to suck your tit. I will cover your tit with my mouth. Okay.
I'll recreate the photo.
I will put my hand over the other one so you can't see it. And then I will fucking, we'll put this and then we'll fucking, I'll give them the old wink and we'll send that picture back and see if they're offended.
See if Facebook even allows that one.
Yeah. Ooh. 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 Would Facebook allow that? That's a good question because they allow this horse shit.
Yeah.
I didn't report it because I'm not a cunt.
Yeah, there's a family.
I don't give a fuck. You want to post your tits? I don't care.
Yeah. That's it doesn't offend me.
It might fucking offend my old lady and cause problems there, which it did. And why
that's
I'm fucking
a whole different bucket.
Yeah, this is why I have chips in the game right now because I have to deal with this horse shit.
Way to make a one-off conversation into a fucking problem.
Yeah, goddamn liberal cunts. Bitch, JJ against gays, the trans community. Well, JJ has always been very cool about the friends I have, and he doesn't have an issue with people that do. Doesn't affect him. It doesn't. It does not affect me one bit. I don't care what you do on your free time. I care what you do when my family's around. Sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm fucking selfish. I'm fucking selfish.
Is that where we've become?
We've become so, like, you got to be so open to everything that you got to be ready for everything when you walk out your door. This is why I don't leave my house. Because I don't want to fucking deal with it. Well, you're a closed-minded person. Well, yeah, because I don't feel like having a fucking blood pressure attack over...
being constantly bombarded.
Yeah, bombarded with, no. Well, you're doing this wrong, and you're doing this wrong, and you let your kid watch this, so you can't even say anything about that. What?
Here's my question. Is there somewhere I could sign up that gives me a badge so I don't have to deal with this horseshit?
I wish.
That says, I'm one of you, just leave me alone?
I would have been first in line.
Like some sort of...
like chameleoned. Yeah. Into that.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Not grandfather, chameleon. You wouldn't even know I was there.
Like, you know how, like, when Paris was attacked that you hate, obviously?
Yeah, I fucking hate Paris now. I'm with ISIS. Fuck breastfeeders.
Oh, my God.
Those goddamn gays. Fuck's wrong with you? Behead them all.
Yeah, you are ISIS now.
Halakba!
Now it makes sense.
Oh, shit. Now they're going to kick the door in because they think... they would fuck it. I'm either Mexican... like, my nationality is, like, weird mutt, so yeah. I could be a Mexican one day, the next day I'm a terrorist. I've said Allah Akbar now. Oh, my God, that's twice. I'm going to jail on the third. Oh, that's why I'm out trying to get my Mexican down. Oh, no, English.
Orderly.
Orderly. Tequila, tequila. That's right, I'm a racist white guy. That's what the fuck I am. I have no morals. I don't fucking care what you're offended about. I really don't. I mean, I could have gone a way different way about this, but I didn't. Because it's family. We were almost caught up in chat.
But is there some sort of, should we invent a, what do they call those things? A sticker you put over your avatar? Remember, like I was saying, like when Paris got attacked, you put the French flag over top of your...
that was the damnedest fucking thing. That was the damnedest fucking thing. And Hammy, God bless his soul. God bless Hamill's soul.
Uh-oh.
God bless his soul. Because, I mean, you know, again, I will pull this up verbatim.
Allegedly.
Verbated.
Verbated,
because that's what I was baited into.
You're
this
a
shit.
Master verbater.
I am a master verbater. That's fucking awesome. Alright, so Hammy, which if you'd like to know people who are listening that think that they're fucking better than everybody, Chris Hamill, Hambone, Hammy, Hammeroony,
Hampson,
I like that one. Hammer. He should be Hammer. Like, we're taking Slayer, but instead he just comes out. Never mind. It's horrible. Hammy from Brain Stew Radio. Tuesday nights at 7. I better win this fucking $25, you assholes. And Xbox monies. I don't want your fucking goddamn Google Cash or fucking iTunes horse shit. I want Xbox monies.
I don't want your iTunes gift cards. Yeah, fuck out of here.
Fucking shove that in your ass. I don't want it.
I steal all my music.
Yeah. What the fuck am I going to pay for when I can get it for fucking free? Fucking idiot. So Hammy goes, we have rainbow and French flags on our profile picture, so we know better. Oh, here's a disgusting picture of my flappy tits to show you I am better than you. And then he goes, what I got from said argument.
That's awesome.
That's fucking... because everyone I talked to, with the exception of one person, and I don't even know who they were, they weren't nasty with me or anything, they weren't retarded. Or no, two people... because Brad was fucking one of those people too, which he just had beer in his hand. You know,
that's all.
Yeah, I wonder why I'm fucking ashamed for you. So he goes, and again, I'm gonna disclose this. I was talking to Hammy because he saw me putting up, you know, passive aggressive cunt status. When you see me doing that, something's happened.
What's wrong?
Yeah, what's gonna be on the show tonight, buddy?
Who are we punching?
Yeah. Is it going to be a family member this time? Are you going at Steve again? And, look, he would take that. Like, he's talking shit about you, Uncle Steve. No, different Steve. Yeah. There's so many Steves in this world, it's not even funny. I have an Uncle Steve. That's how I can tell you this. I love him. And, you know, he's awesome. Let's see. Hammy, again. Hammy fucking pulled this up perfectly. He goes, you don't have 100% perfect spelling grammar on Facebook, so I'll call you stupid and unfit parent because I'm a liberal elitist cunt bag with an ugly as shit baby mama with tits that look like used condoms. Again, this is a quote. This was not what I said. So don't fucking take this. This is what I saved you from. Until you fucking pissed me off.
That's right.
And I was like, you know what?
Fuck you.
Double guns. Double guns.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang. But that wasn't even the summed up perfect one. This sums it up perfectly. This whole problem. All right. And this is a long one.
All right.
Well, but I'm pretty good at reading things. I like to think. I'm questioning my parenting skills at this point in time, but
your reading skills are
my reading point. Skills are like riding a bike. I can't do that either, but well, I can, but I'm fat, so I don't know if it'll work now like it used to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wow, after reading the entire conversation, I can see how the tolerant Hold on, I gotta do this one. Tolerant, accepting liberals are so deeply offended by your bigoted views, JJ. I mean, you raise a question and your parenting skills are questioned. Your soon-to-be missus is talked down to because she doesn't have perfect grammar. And you're talked to in such a condescending, I'm better than you because I'm right and you're wrong mentality is so tolerant, open-minding, and accepting of liberals. If this guy were a family member, yes, that's not a good way to talk to family. This guy seems like a cunt bag. I don't feel bad at all for making fun of his douche attitude and two of a wife. Once again, I was trying to save you from the debauchery that is involved with fucking with me, trying to shield your family from this shit, but you had to fucking go there, didn't you? And look, now I'm an asshole because I brought this here.
How are you an asshole?
I'm a self-proclaimed asshole, but, you know. I'm venting to nobody. He's already discredited that, disregarded.
Oh, this is nothing?
Nobody's listening.
Okay.
Nobody's listening. Nobody's typing. Nobody's doing nothing. We're just talking.
We have no chat room.
Nothing.
Okay. I'm glad
we... I love when they assume that, and I look at the number, I'm like... I'm pretty sure he's one of those. And I'm pretty sure he's sitting there like, this guy, I didn't know him. I didn't know him this well. I didn't realize he said nigger so much. I thought he was a good Christian conservative that was against everything. And blah, 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 blah. No, fuckwad. I'm a devil's advocate.
Fuck you and your Jesus.
I see a fucking debate and I go, "Hey, I ain't got nothing else to do." And this turned into you being a liberal cunt because you lost your cool and you had to attack my parenting, which never attacked your parenting. I just said, "Hey, don't be a bitch cunt when I come over with my child. I might have a problem with this." All hypothetical.
Yeah.
So, Hammy had an edit to this.
Oh, okay.
Because he read the conversation. He's seen the pics. You've seen the pics.
I've seen the pics.
Is he correct with a two? Stop there.
Yes.
After looking at her photos, I stand corrected. Calling her a two is generous. I'd rather fuck a Mogwai than 8 after midnight. This is what I'm shielding you from, sir. This is what I deal with.
That's a long-winded way to say a gremlin.
It was fucking spot on. I guess he was speaking his language of over-entitled cuntness.
Oh, I get his
bit. Yeah,
now.
You see where he went with it.
I get his bit.
Yeah. You got to be smarter than the smart, because, you know, us stupid people, you know, we got to rely on. You ever bring my fucking family's problems back into the fucking internet, son? And I'm calling you son, because now I am fucking over top of you. On just about everything. I don't alienate family members. I don't cause this shit. I'm not taking blame for this. You're the asshole here.
Nipple rub.
But no, I'm an asshole now because I've just stated all this shit. And a buddy of mine posted this up there, so I said that. Because that's how liberals work.
Well, yeah.
And it didn't matter if I said it or not. I could have went completely, like, radio silent. And the rest of their life, they would be thinking... Da 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 da.
You're slowly becoming
this guy's
a
creepy Rush. Asshole.
You're slowly becoming a Rush Limbaugh, like a young Rush Limbaugh. Like these liberal assholes. Let me tell you what.
Again, I'm back to chat because you know
we have one.
We have one with people in it, so you know. I'm sorry. Where were we? Right there. Mm-hmm. JJ ain't running for office, so his views are fine with me, even though I disagree.
There you go.
Well, who said I wasn't running for office?
Yeah, JJ.
I think I would be a good fucking town council member.
See, me too. That's what I want to do when I grow up.
Yeah, I want to decide what businesses can or cannot stay on Main Street.
I want to be done. I want to be Doug from Weeds. Like, I would love to be Doug.
You said Doug from Weeds, and I'm like, dude. You want to be that Doug? Can I be Skeeter? Or am I too fat?
No, you're cool.
All right.
I mean, she wants to be Patty Mayonnaise.
She's got the hair for it. Maul is 21 as well. Congratulations on now being able to drink a beer like every other debauchable parent. Make sure you put your kids up while you do that. Bitch, I think it's fair
for... Can I breastfeed Maul? Or no, wait, not me.
Can I sign up for that?
I guess me not breastfeed her.
The bitch, I think it's fair for JJ to ask so that he can make the decision as to whether to bring his child over or not. He isn't telling her not to breastfeed. Thank you, bitch. Because every single one of these French flag-waving motherfuckers, and you know what I'm talking about. I even had a gay flag one on there, and I know why he leaves it on there. It's to piss people off. That's the only reason why. It's not because he's gay or anything. But he thinks that he's going to win a one-up with somebody on a conversation on the internet, because this is what he does.
Yeah.
This is all he does. I'm not the first person he's alienated in the family doing this either.
Oh, that's fun.
Like, this, yeah. I'm like the last bastion. The last bastion of ones that was actually like, hey, he's cool. And then now I'm re-questioning that.
Now, was he tied to the Dio incident?
The what?
The Dio incident.
What Dio?
Wasn't there an incident when Dio died that you put up something on Facebook people didn't like?
No, that was another one. No. I don't know what you're talking about. That might not have been me, because I don't think I would down-talk Dio.
No, you weren't down-talking Dio. I think it was, like, you threw up a middle finger or something, like...
Oh, no. I had another cousin get mad because I fucking, I took a picture of me on a toilet and posted that, and I pissed another cousin off.
Oh, okay.
And that was, like, long ago.
All right, but it's not this guy.
No.
Okay.
Related, but not that one. There's more good stuff in the chat. I know I'm getting to that. I gotta scroll up again. Boss Hog is a 5-year-old. I'm gonna state that again. Guessed who needs to change the name, but I think I can guess who it is. Mm-hmm. Just because you never breastfed, how can you be an expert? I am not an expert. What I'm an expert is knowing what a 12-year-old boy would stare at. Or have a problem with. That's what I'm an expert in.
If I were a 12-year-old child,
especially that specific one, I'm going to know what the problem's going to be ahead of time. Because, you know, I kind of live with them and have raised them for the last 9 years, almost 10 years.
All right, let's real talk. We're afraid that he might get a baby fetish and want to breastfeed.
Like your brother?
Yeah.
We haven't even gotten there to, hey,
put on a diaper.
Why would you not post these pics? Because his brother exists.
Yep.
His brother, and I showed him the picture because, again, you know, he's on the show and he's special. I showed him the picture and said, would your brother masturbate to this?
And he said, probably so.
Probably so. And, again, it has a picture of my nephew in the picture.
I think that would be the only thing that would throw him off.
Yeah, but I think he can cover that up and get it done.
Yeah. Like, he might crop it.
Yeah. Is that what you... Never mind.
Is that what I would do?
Yep. Dude, I fucking thought about it. I thought about it. If it won't family, I'd have pulled this trigger, just so you know that. But I thought about memeing this shit up with some liberal... Hashtag liberal cunts.
Dude, that picture was so working.
And at the top, God. Don't you dare look at me, you creepy pedophile. Hashtag liberal logic.
Or just at the bottom, hashtag liberal logic, and then they have several sayings.
Yeah, several different ones.
Yeah, but just the same picture.
Yeah, and that picture would work totally.
So,
like,
well.
It could go viral type of shit.
God, yeah.
And then that would give her exactly what she wants, because all they want is some attention for their fucking issue,
mm-hmm.
that she's allowed to breastfeed and be a creepy pedophile in front of people.
That's true.
Because I don't know, I think that's a little fucking creepy that you would expose your chest in front of a minor. And if you don't see it that way and you think I'm wrong for thinking that, I guess I'm overreacting and going extreme with the possibilities of something that could or could not happen. Wow, it sucks when that happens to you, doesn't it? Maybe asking for a little common decency is dead now.
But she's going to vote for Hillary.
It's fucking, they would be the type. Oh, you know what burnt their fucking asshole?
What's that?
You know when you fucking throw that punch and mm-hmm. you know you got them good?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know you got them good. All right. They're atheists.
Oh.
I compared them to Christians.
Oh, no.
Because I said, you're shoving your liberal logic down my throat like a Christian would. Or something to that effect.
Yeah, I bet that stung.
That's about after he, about then is when he started getting mad. So I know, asshole, if you think you wanted, he wanted to throw the word around that I was butthurt. If I was butthurt, your bitch would be a meme right now. All right, you might think you fucking know me, but you don't, and I fucking held back. So you're fucking welcome.
Tell you what, that bitch looks like she put the Snapchat scary app on at all times.
I'm going to go back to reading chat. That was a good line, though. Got that scary app. guest is an expert boob grabber. See, I think I know who that is now. Hi, guest. Or mom, or whatever. Mom, yeah, but what's wrong with exposure to stuff? He has to learn sometime. You don't want to be a repressed weirdo. Yeah, that was kind of my point. I didn't want him to be a repressed, shamed weirdo for her looking at him going, that's rude and inconsiderate. Yeah, she guessed as that. Good night, Mom. That's right. My fucking parents listen to the show. See, someone listens. You could just disregard me all you want, but my mommy listens to the show.
All right, Ashley, calm down.
The fucking numbers, they dipped by one. We're still all right. Hi, people. Hi, peoples.
That's incorrect grammar. Disregard it.
Yeah, disregard it. Anytime any grammar comes across my desk, if it's not right, disregard it. Ho-ho! Stealing Anthony Cumia bits.
Now, isn't he in jail?
Not yet, no.
Didn't he get arrested for rape?
Look at that. That guy posted bail the next morning. He ain't in jail.
Well, like, I'm saying, what happened with that? Or is it just... Okay, gotcha.
Un momento. We've already gone over two. We're going three.
I'm sorry.
We're in three-hour mode, folks. Woo! Did you hear that? That's the chain. Woo! Oh, God. I feel horrible for doing that. We're going to wrap this up because I'm done. I need to take a sabbatical of fucking consciousness.
We probably are getting to that edge of like, and we need to stop before we get in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, but JJ, all that stuff has explicit content in it. I'm guessing she's talking
about Grand Theft Auto.
And he's already been exposed to the world. When I was a kid, I saw a pink flamingo behind my parents' back. Kids are smarter than you think. And I'm just saying to have more trust in them. You're not a bad parent, by the way, not saying that at all. I didn't take that out of it. You know,
yeah, me either.
I get that it was a big deal to expose my child to video games, and we talked about it at length. As far as my policy on what he's allowed to play, as far as violence, he is perfectly understandable as a 12-year-old to understand, even at an 8-year-old. He understood that what is on the screen is not real and that it is a game.
Make believe,
whatever. And honestly... Honestly, he has been exposed to GTA. He was not allowed to play GTA until the online came out, and you weren't forced to do all the shit. Now, when he gets on this game, he doesn't do what...
missions or anything.
No. No, he goes off and does his own thing.
In fact, what I've seen him play, he generally is usually making the level builder.
Level builders. He loves level builders. He'll fucking run around and blow people up. Like, yeah, okay, there's some violence involved there. But I've never actually walked in the room and, like... The most shocking thing that I've seen him do was the day that she realized that there's a dildo bat in Saints Row. And I'm telling you now, that's when Saints Row stopped. It stopped for a while, and then he kind of proved his point. Well, you know, it's a bat to me.
Yeah.
You know, you're making it more than it is, which it really was. It was just a floppy bat to him. He didn't know. You know, when he hit people, they went... He doesn't get that. Like, when he plays these games, and if you give him the choice right now, he has access to all these games. You give him the choice, what is he playing?
Minecraft,
fucking Terraria. Nintendo games, Terraria. When you give him the choice, he does not take the explicit games. He plays the games that are directed at him because they're fucking directed at him. Now, will he come out here and play some Gears of War with me?
Yeah.
Will he come out here and watch a game I'm playing? Sure. Right?
Yeah.
I'm not exposing my kid to anything that we haven't already discussed. So questioning my parenting or my ability to question your parenting about your decisions that affect that directly affect my family is my fucking business.
Mm-hmm.
That's my fucking business. That's why I'm in. Okay? I'm not in it to be a liberal cunt bag and fucking lock up pedophiles. Well, I am in it to lock up pedophiles. But I am in it to... I'm not in it to lock up breastfeeders. And I'm not in it to fucking walk in your house and be like, fuck you, I'm putting my fucking... Ron Rick James, bitch, I'm gonna put my feet on your couch!
Fuck your couch.
Fuck your couch, nigga!
I wonder how that summoned the cat. Like, whoa, now.
The bitch. There is more good stuff. There has been some chat. Bravo chat. It was a good night. Good turnout tonight.
Proud of chat.
Yeah. Ma, just tell him not to get all in over his head when it comes to that stuff. Vanity versus reality. That's what we said. And this is before I even read that. But this was written at 40, so about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Fantasy versus reality is what my folks taught me. No matter what, your kid is going to be exposed to dirty stuff, even in the innocent shows that they watch. By the way, he learned his porn habit from school.
Yep.
So that wasn't us. It was some kids at school that told him that. So before you go into, well, what did he have
in
there?
In fact,
I'm telling you as a fucking parent, you cannot read a book, go to Google, or talk to your liberal friends who think that in the future they would like to have kids and this is how they would do it. No, it does not prepare you for actual childhood shit. And telling me, who's had a child from the ages of 3 to 9, that the experience is just an immeasurable number, fuck you. I'm way more prepared than you'll ever fucking be, okay? Fuck you. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know, okay? Your job is to keep your kid alive. Mine's to 12. You're at 1. Good luck.
Exactly.
And that's all I can say to any parent. Good luck. Because all kids try and do is stupid shit. And I don't care if you fucking teach them the fervor or the hierarchy of blah, blah, Pavlov's law says blah, 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 blah. You don't know shit.
He invoked Pavlov's law.
Dude, he invoked a whole lot of laws and hierarchies I could give a fuck less about.
But
you know what I know?
That doesn't even make sense.
You know what I know? Walking into a fucking bathroom to a kid sticking Michelangelo in his asshole.
Yep. Yeah, there is no prepare for that.
You cannot read or be prepared for this scenario.
The way you said that makes me want an Oreo.
I agree. Whoever guessed is 558045. Bitch, I just love when JJ comments on the chat comments like he was just doing. That's what I'm doing again because, you know, we're interactive. Hog, have you guessed who? Yes, I know who that is. No way I will be offended. So apparently my mother was offended about something, but I don't know. Mom, nod, you have gained a bunch of weight. Get a septum piercing, dye your hair rainbow, and then you know you're one of them.
Okay, that's how I get the...
That's how you do the test, if it doesn't work. Okay.
Which specific... Small side note, I found a girl that you can pay to pee on you that has a septum ring.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
$100.
That's not a bad price.
I know. It gets you half an hour.
How
too.
Far have you gone with this process? Like, you got the hotel picked out and fucking
Wouldn't
gone to
Wouldn't
have
to be low? In Vegas. I know. I mean, yeah. I know she's in Vegas.
Roger was a dick. Taco Sprinkles is still waiting for a mood pick. That's on Hammy. Mal, I want to be Roger. If we're doing Doug characters, have at it. Roger was a dick. Mal fits that. My mom went to sleep. Have fun in Tennessee. The bitch, look, they must not know you. You are being nice. They are lucky right now. If JJ wanted to, total destruction, just saying. Yes, that's my... That's my online personas.
Yeah, the bitch is our friend, and one night we had nothing but her dog's face.
Oh, I fucking offended the shit out of her. But you know what? We got over it.
I
can still post that picture at any point in time. It's saved in the Dropbox.
Oh, yeah, it is. That's not going anywhere. That's yeah. Great memory stuff right there.
So, Taco Sprinkles, JJ is right. You don't know shit as a parent. It's a gamble with kids. Nothing prepares you for kids. Nothing. nothing. I don't care how smart you think you are. I don't care how much you think you know. I don't care what you've Googled or read or fucking some smart person said to you. It will not prepare you for what a child can possibly do.
I would want to counter with how much experience does this guy have?
1 year.
So disregard him.
You would think that fucking works, but in liberal arguments, it does not matter. He is 1 year ahead of us because we're at zero.
You're at zero.
We're at zero. And he did. He brought up the point that, well, I'm only experienced to 12.
Okay, well, he's only experienced to one.
All right, here's the other thing that baffles my brain.
Wait a minute, I blame this on the number line.
And what fuck, yeah, common core math is the fucking problem here. That is, you're fucking right. But at what point of profession, doing a job, raising a kid, fucking mowing a lawn,
mm-hmm.
being a prisoner, being a hairstylist, fucking counting shit in inventories, mm-hmm. sitting on their ass playing video games, like, at what point did someone with 1 year of experience ever walk into a discussion involving said whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get that there's a possibility that
there are, you know, those, like,
there are those savants. Small fucking percentages that age and amount of time doing it does not matter. But the majority of what we're talking about, more experience in it means that I am smarter than you.
Most of the time, yes.
Most of the time. We're talking very fucking rare, all right?
Yeah, idiot savants are rare.
Yeah, very rare.
Does he think that he's that special? Is that what this is?
They're special.
That's a liberal mentality.
Bingo.
Everyone's special.
I walked into this baited ass fucking argument that they've probably had with 30 fucking people.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to do this to family members.
That's fucked.
This was the cool cousin. I thought he was the cool cousin. Like, until he moved to D.C. and became a liberal.
And in his mind, he's calling
you
the
uncool.
I
just gave out where you live. I'm sorry, bro.
But in his mind, he's calling you the uncool cousin now.
Yeah.
He's claiming you're the uncool cousin.
Because I want to walk into his house and not feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. Why do you
gotta
be
uncool, sorry,
bro?
But exposing your fucking wife's tits to my child or my fucking significant other, that's a fucking problem to mm-hmm. my family. And if you don't fucking understand or respect that, I don't give a fuck what your little liberal over fucking charged brain thinks about this. I don't care. It is a fucking problem. I'm not asking you to bend over fucking backwards. I'm asking you and again, the whole time, all I said was, can we cover up? And I get, well, he's fussy and blah, 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 blah. So your horrible parenting and not being able to control a fussy child is forcing me to address something in my child raising.
Yeah. Of course. That's the way it
goes. Liberal! That's what I'm fucking saying, Nitty.
So what's next for them?
What's next for them?
For the liberals.
For the liberals? Whatever argument's on the fucking table, you know?
I guess, we're all going to hate women.
You got to love the woman.
No, we're women haters. We beat women. But just remember, all Black Lives Matter.
Well, I hate fucking everybody.
Yeah, but that's because you don't believe that Black Lives Matter. It all leads back to that.
It does, doesn't it?
I feel like it does. Fucking Ferguson. It's just been fuel on the fire ever since they just let everybody run around and burn shit down.
I need a break because I think I have to poop.
That's cool.
But would you like to return and discuss some things? Or would you like to get the fuck out of here?
We can wrap it up.
You would like to wrap it up. Let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up and get high.
Yeah, sounds good.
So.
Wear rubber.
If I have lost any family members, go fuck yourself. I didn't know you that well anyways.
But you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Yes. Our shitty, horrible, non-listen to radio show can be heard guerrilla style at usually 11 p.m. on Saturdays.
To an undisclosed time. Yeah,
that's right. No fucking judgment.
No judge.
No judge tonight. We did a fantastic show without that fucker here.
I was trying to say all that. But you said no judgment, and I just know we have no judge.
Yeah. I feel better now.
You should. This is very therapeutic.
It is fucking therapeutic, and I don't give a fuck. I'm going to post it.
Oh, I catch shit all the time for what I bring to the show.
Yeah?
In fact, that's been one of the biggest issues I've had with my past two relationships.
Yeah, it's our fault.
Yeah.
Just fucking blame us. That's what it happened.
Well, as you know, to our ladies, that this is all the devil anyway.
It is. This is all pointless. No one listens until someone offends them in the chat room.
When did these two rednecks become liberal?
Everyone's a liberal now. It's spreading like wildfire. This is why we have Ferguson, you fucking idiot. This is why we have problems. This is why we can't fucking decide anything, because you guys want to fucking thrust your fucking... You know, you would rather argue about it and discuss it on Facebook than say, hey, man... You know, if you come to dinner, you know, I'll fucking accommodate you and say, you know, I won't flash your underage child with my fucking wife's tits. You know, I won't be a fucking douchebag and stand up for my rights because fuck you, you're the man. And you know what? Fuck you, you liberal Nazi. You're gonna fucking lock up breastfeeders, and you hate faggots, and you fucking hate transgendered people, and
I bet you blah, 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 blah.
Dude, fucking put your list away, all right? I'm family. I don't give a fuck. I don't fucking care about your fucking political goddamn views.
Alright?
I don't fucking care. If you're gonna treat me like that, I guess we're not family anymore. That's fine with me. I don't have to see you. You don't have to see me. Problem solved.
But you can keep listening every Saturday night.
Saturdays at 11, you can hear me be a racist asshole. Anything else? Let's check chat real quick. Bye-bye, folks.
Had fun.
Appreciate you fucking listening.
Also, my last in-house show will be soon.
Hey, don't fucking release that. When?
I don't have a win yet.
Yeah.
Soon-ish.
You know, I'm not telling her.
I'm moving. I told her.
Say it one more time.
I'm moving.
To
a different place.
That might be
on the other side of the country.
Have a good evening, folks. We'll see you in the DMs, in the personal messages, and Facebook arguments.